this away, folks. You're now entering the corking room. This is where the final step in the bottling process happens, where we prepare all the corks for all the bottles of Brunello that you saw earlier.
This is PFW in progress.
I've always actually wondered about that. How do you cork the bottles?
Excellent question, my Bella. As you can see, we are soaking all the corks in this room right now.
PFW in progress.
These three guys right here are some of the most talented cork soakers. Say hello, you old cork soakers.
With Fred Kirsch.
Now, I'm curious, how does one become a cork soaker?
As we like to say, cork soakers are born, not made.
Paul Perillo.
Luigi here was simply born to soak cork.
I love soaking a cork. I could soak a cork all night long if they let me.
And Andy. And Andy.
So, are all corks the same?
No, no. I like to soak the big, thick cork.
Andy Hart.
The great thing about the cork soaking is that while you are soaking the cork, you can also massage at the grapes.
The sheriff, Tom Casaro.
Could you teach me how to soak cork?
You know, when are you walking in here, I could have sworn you're already an expert cork soaker.
And you never know who else might stop by.
Thank you. I dabbled in college.
PFW in progress.
Do you ever run out of corks to soak?
This one vintage was unusually large, and I thought Giuseppe would need the extra cork.
And I thought Marcello would need more corks.
Part of the Patriots Football Network.
So we soaked each other's corks at the same time.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress, day two of our special draft extravaganza here on Patriots.com radio. And things are happening fast and furious. We are now into the fourth round. The Patriots, since we last talked, have had three more picks. After their first pick, Gerard Mayo, the linebacker, they went with Terrence Wheatley, the cornerback. And let me tell you, I've done my research on him. I'm very excited about this pick. This is a guy who's smart, who's played cornerback his whole career through high school, knows the position inside and out, fast in the 4-3 range, so he's also a returner. Not that tall, about 5'9", but this guy knows football. Very, very intelligent player, very excited. Then they went with Sean Crable after trading away a third-round pick. They ended up taking Sean Crable a little later on, linebacker out of Michigan, tall guy, about 6'5", rangy outside linebacker, excellent edge pass rusher. Very excited about that pick. And then, for some people, a little bit of a shocker, but when you think about it, makes a lot of sense. Kevin O'Connell, quarterback out of San Diego State. This is a guy who is a leader. Also a good runner, strong arm. A lot of people think this guy could be, if he sticks around 3, 4, 5 years, the successor to Tom Brady. So, you know, it doesn't look good for Gutierrez or Matt Castle at this point, but here's a guy that, you know, the Patriots are definitely looking to the future with this draft. They knew they needed to get faster on defense. The other thing that we've been talking about for the last 3 years, who really is the Patriots' backup quarterback? And I think right now, if this guy pans out, this is the guy, O'Connell.
Yeah, Fred, we were just talking about this. If Brady goes down for the season, it's all over. We don't care who the backup is. But if it's for a 2-3 game stretch, I don't think Castle or Gutierrez can win a game in this league. My opinion of Castle, although I like him as a person, if the Patriots cut him, you'd never hear his name again, ever. No team would pick him up. He wouldn't make a roster.
And you'll find out in August.
Yeah, and so I think this guy has a lot of talent. Andy and Eric have been raving about him since they came back from the combine. And it makes sense because one of the things I don't think teams do well in the NFL is get enough quarterbacks on their roster. You know, Joe Montana had a back injury that nobody was expecting, and that kind of cut his career even shorter than they thought. I know he went to Kansas City, but they had Steve Young waiting in the wings. So if you have that, you can not only have a backup prepared, but you can also trade those guys like the Packers were so successful at doing years ago.
Problem is, Patriots haven't been very successful doing that with Davey, Kingsbury, Castle. I don't know.
But don't you think those were more late? Those were late round, like,
yeah. Well, Davey was a fourth round,
right? They missed on him.
All right. Well, the gang's all here: Andy, Tom, Fred, Paul, Eric, Fred, Gary. Yes,
you were. Crable's not a great pass rusher. He's a good outside linebacker. He made a lot of tackles for loss in the backfield. I think he had like 7 sacks, but one of his things he needs to work on is becoming a more consistent edge rusher, better pass.
Well, I don't think he's got a lot of moves. He's just a tall guy, so he can block. He can fill up a lane and
long arms.
You know, maybe bat down some passes. So he's definitely going to be a guy who's, you know, can increase that pressure when other teams spread it out. Again, we talked about this yesterday. I think the biggest weakness the Patriots have as a team was when other teams spread them out on defense.
Speed at linebacker.
Yeah, and so they've addressed a little bit of that with Jerod Mayo and Sean Crable. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens here, you know, with the linebacking situation. You know, not everyone can stay. So, you know, who will get cut? I think this really adds to the what I think Junior Seau not coming back this year. They lost Rosie Colvin. Now there's rumors that Polian is thinking of signing him in Indianapolis, so he probably won't re-sign with the Patriots. So,
well, I think there's no chance he re-signs
with the Patriots.
The dead money he had, they were done with that. They'd moved on.
And that makes sense for Colvin personally, you know, growing up in Indianapolis, probably, you know, going to a team that he knows will play the Patriots at least once next year, if not twice.
Can you imagine the yapping he'll be doing?
Oh, my God.
Moses.
I can't wait to see that.
You should also, I don't believe you mentioned it in the news rundown at the top, Patriots fleeced the San Diego Chargers, got a second-round pick next year, traded away an early third this year.
And for Jacob Hester.
Yeah. For a jack-of-all-trades, master-of-none Jacob Hester.
A guy who was probably a little, you know, slightly better than Heath Evans.
But, you know, he really is, Tom, you're right, Eric Weddle of the offense. Although I think Weddle's probably a better overall player.
Yeah.
But it's a similar thing they did last year where they saw a guy that can just do a lot of things, and they went and got him.
All right. A couple things I have to point out. I'm very disappointed with the NFL draft tracker. This thing just blows up right now. I just went to it, and I have a page full of code.
I'm on ESPN. It's working fine.
The good news is it's not Chris Ferreira's fault. Never is.
So I'm very upset.
What do you think of the coverage, though, Fred? I think the NFL Network's been excellent.
Yeah, I think that... You know, like you said, it's dry bones. It's what we want. Let's face it. If you're watching the draft on a Sunday afternoon, you're a hardcore football fan. You're not looking for all the bells and whistles. You're looking for information. And I think when there's a pick made, they go right to Mayock. He gives you the analysis. If they've got tape,
tells you he was right.
Right. And he loves them. And he likes what they're doing.
And while Mayock isn't a PFW favorite, that's what we want. That's what ESPN doesn't do. When a pick's made, I want you to go to Mayock so he can tell us about the guy. That's what I'm looking for.
And the O'Connell pick, they talked about that for 15 minutes, debating why they did it. What, you know, Brady, Castle. I guess NFL.com had a comparable player for Kevin O'Connell, and the guy they used was Matt Castle, which they also found interesting.
I think that's a little unfair.
I think it's unfair to Kevin O'Connell.
That's
a better athlete.
That's what I'm saying.
And he played. Stronger arm, can run better.
Yeah,
everything.
That's, you know, a website I go to a lot is College Football News, and they break down every college game for the upcoming week. And, you know, for certain reasons, I would look at San Diego State, who they were playing every week. And every week, they raved about this guy. And College Football News is actually a website where I get a lot of my prospect ideas from, because they talk about some unknown players. And every week, they would talk about how O'Connell was going to be unstoppable. And I didn't see him play personally, but I know they liked him a lot, and they're pretty good in their evaluations.
Well, has anybody heard yet about, you know, his field awareness and his sense for the game and how smart he is as far as X's and O's?
Yes. When we were at the Combine, one of the reports we got that we saw from some of the scouts who'd worked him out and talked with him said that they compared him because they couldn't think of a quarterback that they could compare him to at the moment. They said for lack of any other one, he's as close to Vince Young as you can get. Except, that's not good. No, except that he's probably better at reading defenses than Young was at that point.
Oh, I see. Because he does have good running ability.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. As far as athleticism, they compared him to Young, but they think he's more advanced as far as reading.
Why is that not good, Fred?
For Vince, I mean,
if Vince Young played for the Patriots and had these receivers, you don't think he'd be any good?
He's inaccurate.
He's inaccurate.
That's
partly
inaccurate.
Because Eric Moulds is the leading receiver in Tennessee.
Whatever, he's inaccurate.
But you know he was the most accurate passer in college football when he came into the
league. And you asked Eric if anybody had any scouting reports on his field awareness and his ability to read defenses,
right.
And now you're saying they compared him to Vince Young, and that's not good because he's inaccurate. Totally different things.
And he doesn't have a good field awareness, so that's two
things. Now, what are you
basing?
So
you don't like the pick.
What are you basing the second part of that on? Because I saw a guy come in, win Rookie of the Year as a rookie, and then bring a really, really bad team to the playoffs as a second-year guy.
That
so what are you basing that on?
That means nothing.
Winning games means nothing. Okay, all right.
I'm basing it on what people tell me.
It's all about stats here now, Paul. You didn't know that?
And for the record.
Vince Young had good stats.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he won games.
He won games. He won games. I mean, but I want a guy in Bill Belichick's system who is a good field manager first as a quarterback. I want a smart guy as my quarterback.
I think this guy will turn into that.
And I'll give you another example, Fred. He played in two of those postseason, you know, senior all-star games and things. And in one of the games, his team just got destroyed. There were two other quarterbacks, I think, that played before him, were terrible. He came on the field and just started lighting it up, threw for like 150 yards and two touchdowns.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's how he got the starting job, right?
No, I'm saying in which starting job? What are you referring
He's
to?
He's talking about All-Star games.
Talk about this year's All-Star
games. The All-Star games
this year. Yeah.
And Tom, weren't you saying that in all those All-Star games, the defenses were dominating?
Yeah, in the ones I saw. Yeah.
And he came in and turned it up. In both games he played, he was statistically probably the best quarterback on the field.
He's Ben Roethlisberger.
I believe he might have got the starting job at San Diego State the same way. I'm not positive, but I think he came into a game and did the exact same thing and ended up being their starter.
In 4 years, he'll be starting for some other team.
Well, then that means the Patriots got some draft pick for him.
Yeah, and that's what I know Mike Lombardi's been on TV talking about how the Packers used to draft quarterbacks because you can never have too many good ones because you either have them on your team or you trade them for draft picks.
Right. So, look, we like Matt Cassel as a person, but let's face it, the guy never played in college. He hasn't played in the pros yet. So going on that philosophy, he hasn't even developed any value yet.
Right. You can't trade him for anything.
Right.
And he peaked about this time last year when I was raving about his first day of minicamp, and then from then on he looked terrible.
And it's not Castle's fault, but what Fred said about field awareness and all that, how in the heck can you have that if you haven't played in 7 years
don't play now?
That's true. And Strippers backs me up. He says Vince Young's nickname in college was Radio, as in he's retarded.
Wait, doesn't Strippers like Oklahoma? Thank you for the comment.
Again, his intelligence level has nothing to do with what you're asking about. That's all I'm saying.
Well, it does. I want a smart quarterback.
Okay, well, then don't talk about field awareness then and whatever.
That's part of being a smart quarterback.
You're asking about his ability to understand an offense. That's two totally different things.
Oh, okay, so it doesn't take brains.
Does he get the ball where it needs to go, or does he throw a lot of interceptions?
I don't know.
Okay, well, I watched the last 2 years, and I think that it was the first ball. Well, I thought the ball went where it was supposed to
go. Okay, well, he's inaccurate, though. I don't think he's got the field awareness of a Tom Brady.
It's just Fred hates Vince Young. No matter what he does, is obviously going to be
wrong. Wait a minute. Okay.
And he's comparing him to Tom Brady.
Yeah, if you're not Tom Brady, you're no good.
No, this I want to
call Manning's all right.
You're damn Skippy.
Yeah, that Peyton Manning guy's pretty good. He might stick around.
Fred took his asinine pills this morning.
We know you're trying to turn this into a positive thing here, Fred, but let's not go overboard.
When you say field awareness, Fred, are you also talking about, you know, when to step up in the pocket, when to run, you're not just talking about passing, are
well,
you?
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Field awareness.
Pocket awareness is one thing. I'm talking about you have a big picture in your mind of what's going on with all the patterns, and you're not locking in on one guy. You know, from what the defense is showing you on one side of the field, what that means immediately without even looking, what it means to the other side of the field. And that's the kind of thing that helps any quarterback make quick decisions.
I'll say there's at least 25% of the starting quarterbacks in the league right now can't do it.
I was going to go 50. I was just going to say, name me all the quarterbacks in the NFL that do that well.
You're comparing everyone to Tom Brady.
I think we've all said that there's not enough good quarterbacks to go around.
Took Tony Romo 7 years how to learn how to do that.
I agree with that, Fred. And Vince Young is one of them.
That can do that?
No, that's good. You said there's not enough good quarterbacks to go around. If you're going to compare him to Brady in those regards, no.
Vince Young makes up for that in other places.
Right.
So
field awareness.
Kevin O'Connell, by the way.
You know.
Give Vince Young Randy Moss, and I think all of a sudden he becomes more accurate.
Well.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw him hitting guys that would just flat out drop the ball.
All right. Well, these guys love Vince Young.
That's not the point.
Well, you do.
Yeah, I love guys who win. I mean, sorry.
You know, I remember Andy getting very offended when people called him Uncle Rico when he first came into the league.
And I was right.
You guys are retarded.
2 years. He's a winner in college. He's a winner in the pros.
The bottom line, Fred, is this, and I used to say this about Vic if you wanted to slam him. 2 years, two playoff appearances for an average football team. That's the bottom line right there.
Okay, Strippers continuing to send things in to back me up, but I won't go there. So
Strippers is way too biased.
Ask strippers how Vince Young looked retarded when he played the University of Oklahoma. Ask him about those games.
All right. Well,
just before strippers calls back in, writes back in to yell at us. He only made the playoffs once.
I heard he's retarded or something.
On the last week of the year, they lost the first
right.
of the year.
All right. Well, getting back to the Patriots, Gerard Mayo with the first pick. Guys, what do you guys think of Terrence Wheatley with the second pick?
Oh, I was surprised by the pick. I mean, yeah. Eric, when you and I were doing the mock draft that one day, it was either him or the guy from Nebraska in the seventh round.
Right.
Remember, we were debating.
Right.
And,
yeah.
And I knew the we did that because we knew the Patriots liked him, and they had worked him out.
The Nebraska guy.
No, and the Wheatley.
Right.
We were going back and forth, and I think we were all surprised, right, to see him go in the second round.
I thought that was a little high.
Very
Wheatley?
Oh, yeah.
Well, especially considering...
Except Fred, he loves the pick.
Especially when you consider that he's 5'9", 180-something. He's basically an Ellis Hobbs-sized player.
Yeah, I've seen 5'8", by the way. I think the 5'9 is inflated.
Probably is. And then the very next pick, the Giants took a guy we all liked, or at least I know Paul and I like, the Terrell Thomas from USC, 6'1", 200-pound corner.
So, you know, Andy, you don't like the pick.
Of who?
Wheatley.
I don't love it. We'll see.
I think it's my least favorite pick that they've made so far.
Yeah, no question. But it's clear that the Patriots like the small, quick corners. They like the speed. They like the guys that can change a direction fast. They're not looking for these 6'1 guys. I like Thomas. I thought he would have been a good pick. I thought the Giants got a good player on the very next selection. But, Fred, this guy can return kicks, which I'm guessing he'll do from day one if he's talented.
4-3 range speed.
Right. And productive. You know, you're talking to a guy like Leotis McKelvin, who played at a lower level of football, had 4 picks in his career. This guy had 14, I believe 5 last year. He had a little injury issue with a wrist that caused him to miss a whole season.
Right.
He had a broken foot last year. But I think both those are not concerns moving forward. And more than anything else, he sounds like the smartest human alive. He's very intelligent, well-spoken. He'll fit in well with the team. And as I said, I think he's a kick returner and nickel man from day one.
And I talked to our good friend Albert Breer, down in Dallas, and he had spoken to Dave Campo about Wheatley before the draft, and Campo, and he's the defensive backs coach for the Cowboys, and Campo told him that he's good with the chalkboard, very smart when it comes to the NFL and football, diagnosing plays, and we know with the Patriots.
We know since someone else is saying it, it's probably true, since they're not saying it about the own guy like Chad Jackson.
And you know, that all may be true, but you know what fans are going to think? They're going to say, well, look what happened in the Super Bowl. You had a 5'9 Ellis Hobbs on a 6'5 Plaxico Burress.
The guy fell down.
I know, but fans are going to remember Ellis Hobbs for that, and they're going to say if you had a chance at a DB who's 6'1 as opposed to 5'8.
Yeah, but
how many?
There's not a lot of good cornerbacks that are that tall.
That's the point.
It's very tough to change position. Change direction.
I don't want to beat up on Ellis Hobbs, but I just don't think he's that good. I don't think he's that great of a player. If you're drafting a guy in the second round and you hope he's Ellis Hobbs, that's not good drafting.
Who fell down? What are we talking? I'm lost.
At the Super Bowl.
I missed something.
That last play.
The Burress touchdown.
The guy for the Giants fell down on Randy Moss.
No, Ellis Hobbs fell down.
Ellis Hobbs did not fall down. He went for an inside fake.
He slipped.
You're full of crap.
Stop it.
He
did. You're embarrassing yourself.
Anthony in North Carolina says, I was reading the Q&A with cornerback Wheatley and noted a minor concern. He was asked what he was doing when the news came in that he was picked by the Pats, and his response was, I went to go change. My parents had the air conditioning on, and it was a little bit cold, so I went to go grab a coat. Now, if the AC is enough to freeze him out, what happens to him in January in Foxborough? I found this an interesting comment.
He does play in Colorado, so I'm assuming he's played in cold weather before.
Let's see. Stripper says in one of the profiles on NFL.com that he compares to Ellis Hobbs.
Right.
Like Hobbs, Wheatley is a solid shutdown cornerback thanks to outstanding time, speed, and a good understanding of route progression. He's fully recovered from wrist problems that hampered him earlier in his career and showed much better tackling form and power behind his hits as a senior. He has excellent timing and leaping ability, competing for the ball in flight, and brings added value as a kickoff returner, makes good adjustments, blah, blah, blah.
The person who uses Hobbs and shutdown corner in the same sentence should be beaten to death.
I mean, that's
not even close.
Was that analysis made after he was picked by the Patriots?
No, that was before.
Are we sure?
That's just a general...
Okay.
You know.
Listen, whether it works out or not, I think we were all surprised by the pick. I mean, we thought that was a guy maybe in the fifth round, sixth round area.
Yeah,
so
and
we'll
hopefully
have to see
he'll
how
be,
it turns out.
Hopefully it'll be a pleasant surprise. You know, hopefully he'll turn out to be what they think he's going to be.
I think he's going to fit in just fine. Guys, comment on Sean Crable, linebacker out of Michigan.
We like it. We talked to him at the combine.
Yeah, I really like that.
Pierre Woods.
Yeah, Paul loves him.
I think he's a backup to start. I don't see him having a huge role. Maybe occasional, you know, come in rotational on the outside or injury, whatever, give somebody a breather. But I think he's a good developmental pick. I think he has the size. I think he has some of the tools. One of the questions is he was sort of a one-year guy at Michigan, not very productive until his last season when he had, I think, 90 tackles. What I really like is he makes a lot of plays in the backfield. I think he had like 30 tackles for a loss, 7.5 sacks. So that's, to me, that's what you're looking for in that outside linebacker position, guy who can make plays in the backfield. He has a lot of negatives when you read him. You know, that's why he's a second, third-round pick guy instead of an elite Vernon Golston guy. He's not elite, but he could be a good player.
Yeah, and I don't like him when he has his hand down. He looks a little slow coming up out of his stance. I know you always notice things like that, Andy.
Yep.
But I will say he passed the Tom Casale name test, which started way back with Ray Lewis played at Miami. That means when I watch a game, I hear his name a lot. And that's kind of how I look at prospects. When you watched Tennessee play, you heard Mayo, Mayo, Mayo. When you watched Michigan play, you always heard Crable's name, which means he was around the ball even if he wasn't making plays. So, you know, in the where they took him, I think it's a solid pick.
Plus,
and I know Paul was really
high.
Yeah,
I really liked him, and for a lot of the reasons Tom just said. Just when you watch a lot of the Big Ten games, they're on TV every week.
This conference isn't, is down, though, Paul.
No, and I kind of agree with that. I know Fred made that comment before the show, and I agree with Fred, although I'm not so sure I agree with the Pacific 10 analysis. But I really liked Crable. I thought that he was one of those guys that seemed to make big plays, seemed to come off the edge. You know, whether he can do the all-around linebacker stuff that Belichick is going to ask him to do, we'll find that out in short order. But, I mean, I look at him as being a better player than Pierre Woods now.
But you can see him coming in on those passing packages.
Yes.
You know, and
I agree with you, Fred. I agree.
Just like Wheatley would be one of those guys.
Yeah, and you have to say this. Victor Hobson, Mayo, Crable, they've gotten better, younger, faster at the linebacker position. That was the number one need of the offseason.
And they have guys who I at least feel comfortable saying the top six, seven linebackers are these guys rather
not
than
Eric Alexander.
Eric Alexander, Larry Izzo, squeezing special teamers and guys who are out of the league like TJ Slaughter into roles they shouldn't be in. Plus, by the way, Crable and Vrabel.
Mm. An interesting thing is the Cowboys and Browns have now traded three times in the last two rounds. The Cowboys have traded with the Browns three times. Apparently.
There. All right. There's a lot to talk about here. We're in the middle of the fourth round. Let's see. Where are the Patriots in this round? Way at the bottom?
Yeah. Yes. They got a while to go.
Okay. So we'll be waiting on and we'll have that fourth round pick live on the air because we're here till 3 o'clock today. On Patriots.com Radio, we'll take a break. We'll be right back.
4-0 New England. What an opening night for the Reds in front of their home fans.
The New England Revolution are back, and 2008 season tickets are on sale now. Don't miss exciting matches against conference rivals DC United and the New York Red Bulls, Cuauhtemoc Blanco and the Chicago Fire, and the Revolution's first ever appearance in Superliga, featuring the best teams from Major League Soccer and Mexico. Revolution season tickets also guarantee your ticket for David Beckham and the Los Angeles Galaxy. This event sold out last year. Don't get shut out. Order season tickets today. Call the Revolution Ticket Office at 1-877-GET-REVS or log on to revolutionsoccer.net for tickets, game information, and everything else New England Revolution.
What a goal! Taylor Twellman!
Pride.
The sellout crowd in Foxborough rises to their feet.
Passion.
Oh my goodness! Michael Parkhurst, are you kidding me?
Revolution. He's been a three-time champion, two-time Super Bowl MVP, and kicked off 2007 on a record pace.
Three touchdown passes in the first half.
Now, Tom Brady has signed official Patriots mini replica helmets, and you can get one free. Exclusively from the New England Patriots, this authentic mini helmet comes complete with chin strap, face mask, and Tom Brady's autograph. Perfect for every Patriots fan. To take advantage of this incredible one-of-a-kind offer, all you need to do is make qualifying transactions on your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points
Visa card. Plus, with your card, you'll earn Patriots extra points redeemable for once-in-a-lifetime Patriots experiences, pregame field passes, memorabilia, merchandise, tickets, and much more. Don't wait. Apply at PatriotsExtraPoints.com or call 1-800-NFL-9929 to get your Bank of America Patriots extra points Visa card and a free official mini replica helmet autographed by Tom Brady. Patriots extra points, because fans want contact too. Autographed mini helmet limited to those who are qualifying purchase. See details at PatriotsExtraPoints.com.
When you got a lineman-sized hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Hot Sack Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, DeMoodle's Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Food Master, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's, and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine, and Associate Grocers of New England, and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
Jamarcus Russell was the first pick. Detroit takes another wide receiver, and the Dolphins don't take Brady Quinn. If you're having trouble figuring out the NFL draft, PFW's Tom Casale has the answers.
I think both guys at 24 would be stealing. And they're not falling like rocks. That's all internet crap. There's no way Branch is going to be there at 24. None.
With the 33rd pick in the NFL draft, the Cardinals select Alan Branch, defensive tackle, Michigan.
Well, he was right about Corey Dillon and Lawrence Maroney, so let's talk running backs.
Round 3, Chris Henry, the running back of Arizona.
Listen, that we should talk about him. This guy stunk in college. He's an upright runner. Now all of a sudden he's got a nice physique. He goes and runs a fast 40, and everyone's thinking he's going to go in round 3. Forget about it. Round 5 at the earliest.
With their first selection in the second round, the Tennessee Titans select running back Chris Henry from Arizona.
So if your mock draft has scribbles all over it and you're convinced the guy in Miami misheard Quinn and wrote Ginn, you're not alone. And don't worry, there's always next year, and Tom Casale will be there to break it down.
At 15, I think that's where you make the move, because those teams should all be interested in
it. So if he's there at 15, you trade for him?
You got it.
What's the trade?
I don't know how to work out trades. I'm a scout. I'm not Pioli. His job is to take care of that kind of thing.
PFW in progress.
I just don't understand football, I guess.
All right, welcome back to PFW in progress. We're in the middle of the fourth round. I think it's Cleveland that just picked Martin Rucker, tight end out of Missouri.
That's correct.
Cincinnati's on the board right now, on the clock, I should say.
A tight end? No, they're not. They picked Anthony Collins, tackle, Kansas.
Really?
I like it.
Oh, then ESPN's wrong now. Nobody can do this right.
No, I'm on ESPN, and it says Anthony Collins, tackle, Kansas.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it right now. It says Martin Rucker, tight end.
Well, you're
that
wrong.
Was the Cleveland pick.
That's what I'm saying.
Cleveland.
The next pick is
Cincinnati.
Anthony
picked
Collins
after that.
Okay, all right.
Hey, it's day 2. What are you going to do?
By the way,
we're running out of gas.
We've dubbed Martin Rucker Martin Sucker because he's terrible with bad hands.
Okay. All right, now who should the Patriots be looking at with their next pick? Is this just
Mike Hart?
I like Mike Hart. Hart.
Are we simply looking at the best guy available at this point?
I like Mike Hart.
Mike Hart.
I think we always look at the best guy available.
Can play special teams. I don't know. I just like Mike Hart.
Why, you fell off the Aaron Henderson bandwagon?
Well, they've drafted a couple of linebackers.
Yeah, you can never have enough. How about we start to talk about one of those D tackles we like?
Holcomb?
Yeah, Oakham would be a good pick here.
How about Dre Moore?
I like him.
Dre Moore?
Maryland?
Okay.
Anyone?
Yeah, I liked him.
Let me check. Oh, he got a right arrow.
I liked him.
Dre Moore is highly rated by our lads.
Yes, he's one of the best available by Scouts, Inc. at this point.
How about Aaron Henderson?
Is one of the best available by Scouts, Inc. at this point.
But they've already how many linebackers are they going to draft?
Right.
How about a safety?
Yeah, that's what
Josh
I'm thinking.
Barrett's
safety.
Still available. I was thinking a nice
Demps
safety.
Still available?
Yep.
Quentin Demps?
Josh Barrett's a guy
like
I like. I didn't mind Demps either.
You
Demps
didn't like
is
Demps,
available.
Andy?
No, I did. I liked him a lot, actually.
Let's see. Cincinnati's taken Anthony Collins.
Are you freaking kidding me?
He really is.
We just talked about that.
And the Jets are on the clock.
I love how we can seamlessly just go to the next thing he was going to say anyway and forget about us.
Well, I mean, you know, you can't say anything here with people jumping on you. I know,
it's terrible, Fred.
So what do people think about the draft, Fred? Are they writing in? What's going on?
Okay, well, let's look at some of these emails here.
Didn't know you had to work today, Fred?
There's a lot of emails.
Just pick
one. By the way, word out of Tennessee, Chris Johnson maybe moved to receiver. But it just makes the pick even worse, I think.
I think that the idea about moving him is probably a good one.
Right.
You know? But I agree with Tom. That's not a good pick. It's like Matt Jones.
Right, especially at that high.
You know, you don't take guys
that's
that you're
third round pick.
Yeah. You don't take guys in the first round that you have to move around.
It's like when the Patriots took to Bucky Jones.
And it's not the same
round.
As taking an outside linebacker or defensive end and making him an outside. Right. That's the same position, it's just a different terminology.
Jets select Dwight Lowry.
And I like
cornerback.
This pick. I liked him, Dwight Lowry. I really like him.
To Bucky's to Sucky.
Mike in Pensacola, Florida says, just wanted to comment on the Mayo selection. I'm a Gator fan and watch Mayo play against us. And like you said, he is all over the field, will make an immediate impact with our linebacking core. I also totally agree with my boy Andy on Mendenhall. I thought Seattle should have traded up for him, but Pittsburgh is the perfect team for him. He is a stud and will be one of the top 10 backs in the NFL within 2 years. What do you think of Iowa cornerback Chuck Godfrey? Should he have been taken ahead of Wheatley?
Yes.
Also, what do you think of linebacker Aaron Henderson and wide receiver Earl Bennett? And do you think the Pats could take them in the fourth round?
Bennett's gone. A long time ago?
Yeah, Bennett is gone.
Also, yes. Fred needs to step up his game Henderson. And listen to you guys more because he knows absolutely nothing about football. I listened to the podcast yesterday, and Eric definitely brings more to the table than he does, despite the fact that the pompous douchebag never says anything of note.
You want to eat my salad?
Wow. Is there a blonde that keeps walking by the window to my left?
Yes.
Who is it?
Laura Benke.
Oh.
Andy.
Henry from Norway says, I'm sort of happy with the first date draft picks. I like Gerard Mayo, but it was a bit too high to take him at 10. I guess we didn't have any other choice. I didn't want an offensive lineman or any of the cornerbacks, so I guess I should be happy.
You should be. Eric will be happy because I did some show prep, and I searched for the number 10. Mike Hart went when, where? Somewhere? What?
No, so they're showing Kevin Smith without his long speed running 90 yards.
And that was what I was talking about. No one ever caught him from behind on the tape that I watched.
I did some show prep and Googled and got Amobi Okoye's contract at number 10 last year from the wherever he went.
Houston.
And he got a 15 and change signing bonus. Is that right? No. He didn't. He got like 13 and change signing bonus on a $15 million deal. So essentially the Patriots saved somewhere in the range of $5 million
guaranteed.
Yes. So move down three spots, save about $5 million on the length of the deal. Guarantees. I like it.
It might have been a bit of a reach, but at 10, I mean, where's he going to go? 15?
Right.
You know what I mean? And if you can't trade down, I don't mind taking him five spots too early there. Now, Wheatley, you might have been able to get him with one of your third-round picks, I think. I think that would be more of a reach.
There's a difference between a guy on a 5 or 6 year deal making $3 million a year and what he might bring to your team as an inside linebacker versus a guy getting a $35 or $40 million deal. And what he might bring, you know, if year three is still a rotational player, the disappointment's a lot greater if you're paying him $40 million over the life of the deal.
Okay.
Yeah, I do understand the people that say that Mayo was a little bit of a reach at 10. I can understand that reasoning, but I think the Patriots wanted to trade down. They did the one that they actually, you know, could pull off. I don't think there were any other suitors. We talked about this the whole pre-draft process. Who is going to want to move up into those spots? Who is going to want to get up higher in the first round? And there probably weren't a lot of people that were into that.
Well, Mike Reese did report that they were having talks at 10 to move down as well, but chose to make the pick. So
right, which tells me that there weren't a lot of suitors to do that.
It tells me they like Gerard Mayo.
Yeah, and the thing about Keith Rivers is, and you know, I think he's a good football player, but the name test, when you watch USC play, it's Maualuga, Maualuga, you know, that's what you got with Mayo. I didn't really get that with Rivers. I think he makes plays, but I don't know for this system if he was the best pick. I think Mayo's a much better fit here in New England.
Here's what I'm going with. Bill Belichick has never drafted a linebacker above the fifth round since he's been here, and he chose to take a guy in the top 10. He fixates on value. I got to think he thinks Gerard Mayo is going to be a heck of a football player.
It's good enough for me. Henry in Norway also says, I have a question.
Hank!
I was hoping Quentin Groves would fall enough in the second round for us to trade up and get him. What happens? He falls to 21 in the second round. Why don't we trade up and get him? That made me a bit mad. But let's hope Bill Belichick and Pioli know what they're doing concerning Terrence Wheatley. I've got nothing.
Who was the guy he wanted?
Groves. But you don't know if they were – maybe they were trying to trade up and couldn't get up there. Now, I'll tell you what the negative thing you got with Groves is where he went, because Jacksonville needed pass rushers. Whether you like Harvey, whether you like Groves, they got two guys that can get after the quarterback, which automatically makes their defense better. And I think if those guys can play a little bit and get that pressure, they become one of those elite teams with the Colts and Patriots, because they proved last year they're kind of right just beneath both those teams. So maybe that elevates them into that next level now.
One of the all-name honorees this year, Reggie Corner, cornerback out of Akron, goes off the board to the Bills at the 15th pick of the fourth round.
I wouldn't know him if he fell on me.
No. He's not as good as Longest, the kicker out of some tiny
NFL
school.
Draft scout doesn't even have him on their rankings.
He's a corner.
I know who he is, only because of his name. But he's not even on their list.
Cormac says, really looking forward to day two today. I just wanted to voice my concern at the height issue of Pat's cornerbacks. Now they've drafted their possible star cornerback rookie in Terrence Wheatley. It seems he's being compared already, even before he was drafted, to as similar to Hobbs.
How tall was Ty Law?
I worry. Well, he's about 5'11".
If you can play, you can play.
Well, I'll say this. The Patriots have
football,
absolutely...
2 inches doesn't matter.
Well,
in other areas,
well,
it might.
Good, say for Andy, you're right. You're right. If you are extremely quick, you have good vertical, it may not matter.
I just think if you can play corner and you're 5'9 or 5'11, totally irrelevant.
And
I'm
going to go with the fact that the Patriots do not care one bit about the height of their linebacker, or their cornerbacks.
I actually think they clearly like smaller guys. They like short. They whatever the total package of skills is.
Not according to their draft board.
What?
The two guys we think that they like were the two tallest corners in the draft, right?
Oh, well, that's a separate argument.
Anyway,
we got that from an unreliable source.
Cormac says, I worry that there's a definite lack of height with Pat's cornerbacks against tall wide receivers. For example, I know all the Colts wide receivers are 6 foot and over, but I wanted to ask, do you guys share this apprehension?
No.
Or do you think that height is not that significant compared to, say, strong skill set, knowledge for the game, jumping, etc.?
All right, let me ask you guys a question. I don't know the answer to this. How many 6'2", 6'3 corners are there in professional football that are really good?
None.
I think Cromartie is the only one, right? And Ross asked us this on the Felger show once, Andy. Who are the great, has there been any great 6'4 corners in the NFL? And I don't know, how tall was Haynes, Paul?
Yeah, he was pretty big. Mel Blunt was pretty big. Mm-hmm. Not a lot.
You just don't.
Mel Blunt cheated. He was just allowed to rape people.
But you just don't. You don't see a lot of great 6'3", 6'4" corners.
Right,
and I think it has to do with the hip movement
and loose hips,
all that stuff.
Yeah, loose hips. That's a scout term.
Oh, thanks, Fred.
Paulie in L.A. Oh, Andy gave me a look. Like what?
Paulie
gave me in L.A. He says, "Keep up the good work, Fred. You're doing a great job. Keep it up. Just don't forget to fill the dead air." Casale's excitement is great. He's like a kid in a candy store. Andy had a great show. I'm sure the scouts are salivating. What are you guys expecting today?
Oh, yeah. Did we hear anything back from our scouts?
No.
Don't call us. We'll call you.
They're on the edge of their seats.
What are we looking for now? We still got a ways to go, but so far the Patriots have picked up a outside linebacker and a quarterback. I'm thinking safety, tight end, or running back.
Is that it?
Yeah.
About value. We're too far away from me to zero in just yet.
I think if you're going to move Merriweather to corner, and I don't know if they are.
They are.
Okay, so then I think with Harrison's age, James Sanders, nice little player, maybe get another safety, a cover guy, one of those center fielders. So that would be my guess.
Fred, I'd just like to point out, I may be the biggest James Sanders fan on the planet, and didn't just go all ballistic when Tom called him a nice little player. Because that's what he is. Okay. He's never going to be Ronnie Lott or some ridiculous player. He's a nice little player.
Yeah.
Dre Moore off the board.
Learn something from me.
I think Wes Welker is better than a nice little player. I'm
sorry.
I don't.
I think if James Sanders played next to Ed Reed, James Sanders would be Wes Welker.
Okay. Let's see. Luke writes in, says, I'm from England. A longtime listener, as Fred would say, you guys are big in England. Just thought I would give a shout-out to Eric, who had Kevin O'Connell down from the beginning as one of his first things he's done well. At worst, he's better backup than Castle. At best, he could be used as trade bait in the future if he shows promise. I love the pick. Anyway, that's all I had to say. Tom is a funny guy, by the way. I love how when he does not like a player, he simply says things such as, I have no use for him, as if he is Pioli. What a legend. I remember him saying something in that regards about a certain Sean Crable.
Ooh. Yeah, I think I did.
No, you didn't, because I remember talking about him with you, and we disagreed on him. I remember that, actually. But, you know, the funny thing about the funny thing about the draft process is I love Kevin O'Connell. As soon as I saw the tape on him, I knew exactly what Andy and Eric were talking about from the combine. But the fact that the Patriots drafted him does not validate that we were right. You know, let's let him play and see if he can actually, you know, play.
And
I'll go with what
Andy, I know you liked O'Connell too, but you're going to have to give Eric this one. He needs one.
I'll give Eric whatever
you take
want.
That one, baby. You, Eric had it.
No, give that one. You guys were talking about him a lot when you came back from
the
combine.
That's a good point, Eric.
Give this one to Eric.
Here?
It's because we waited for our flight
with
him.
He's not back there.
He's out there telling all the writers that he liked O'Connell.
I nailed this one. As a matter of fact, last I saw, he was taking congratulations. They were shaking hands.
You want to eat my salad?
Is he? We should let him do the thing for the paper, the one page.
No, Rich is doing it.
Luke also
Anyone
says...
ever call him Dick?
No.
Luke also says...
Actually, some people do, yeah.
Luke also says, I'd send lunch, but I live in England, plus I'm kind of a douchebag.
So are we.
So... Emails just flying in. Let's see. Matt and Quincy says the dream is dead for me as Chevis Jackson went to Atlanta.
That was your dream.
I felt about the same as Casale did when Kaysan got picked.
Well, we weren't on the air, but the Chargers, I thought, made a great pick with Kaysan. He'll start where Florence played last year. He's no longer there, and I think at some point he'll take over for Quentin Jammer, and Jammer will go inside where he should be because I think he's a better slot guy. I like that Chargers pick because to beat the Colts and the Patriots, you have to have corners, especially with your Wes Welkers now. You know, three corners, that's about starting in the NFL.
The only thing, I thought their corners played pretty well in the playoffs.
Right, but Drayton Florence is gone.
Where'd he go?
Tampa Bay, I believe.
Oh.
So now they need, he played the
start
slot.
Reading that waiver wire.
He played
Jammer played very, very well in that game.
Yes, he did.
Dre Moore will not be the Patriots pick because he just went to Tampa Bay.
And I said that 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, I'm going to make fun of you the way you make fun of Fred.
Thank you.
Okay, Fred?
Yep. Salt
and Kenny Iwobima just went to Arizona.
Salt in Orlando says, what did the
They don't have a team, Andy.
What did the Pats get when they traded their third-round pick with San Diego?
The second next year and a
fifth rounder.
Right. They got the San Diego's second in 09. And they got their fifth this year, which is 160th pick.
And that was a great trade because they have two third-rounders anyway.
Right.
After that, plus you pick up a second next year. It's just the Patriots working the draft to their advantage as usual.
Every year you can say the Patriots have two of these, one of these. They got the ammo to do what they need to do.
Well, 2 second round. That's a good round to have multiple picks in, the second round.
Right. John in Palm Bay.
Right.
I could have said the 11th round. Fred would have right.
I was wondering now that the Pats have another QB, you think we might try trading either of the current backups we have for a fifth or seventh rounder?
CFL?
Neither one of those guys is worth a fifth or seventh rounder at this point.
I'm going to try to buy a Lexus tonight, and they're going to laugh at me. You can try all you want.
Listen,
Matt Castle's cut already.
I know how stupid some of these GMs are. Matt Castle didn't play college football. Matt Castle hasn't played pro football. What in God's name would you trade for him? Nothing.
I think he has
no value whatsoever.
I mean, I suppose you could get a conditional seventh round pick if he played or something like that, the way the Patriots have done with offensive linemen that have never played. But that's it. That's all you're going to get.
Bring him on staff here?
Matt Castle?
Yeah.
He should have his own radio show.
You know, it's funny. When I was driving here this morning, I heard that spot that they did that day they were on our show.
Was it bad?
Castle, I didn't really listen to it that close.
I get a feeling Wes Welker's terrible when he has to do the serious stuff, and then you let him open up and just make gay jokes, and he's funny.
Oh. Keith in Central Florida, he loves the Crable pick. However, I thought that Brad Cottom would have been a nice addition to the Pats offense, with him catching a few passes here and there, but more importantly, helping Matt Light out against Vernon Golston and other speed rushers. Do you think the Pats bailed on the third pick once Charles Godfrey and Chevis Jackson were off the board?
Yes.
Also, why stockpile draft choices for next year in case the commissioner penalizes the Pats more or in case they get caught cheating again? I know that's a low blow coming from a diehard Pats fan, but they stockpiled last year, losing a very important first rounder that would have been a great value in this draft and given the Pats a good, really good player for years to come. So Keith is still bitter over losing that other first-round pick. That's no reason, Keith, to have that type of attitude. You have to move on. We have to learn from Bill Belichick. Last year's last year. We're moving on right now. Think of it this way. If they hadn't made that other trade, we wouldn't have had that extra 49ers first-round pick, and we'd have no one in the first round. So you have to have a positive attitude.
We'd have David Rivers. I mean, David Harris.
Xavier Adibi just went to Houston.
Oh, that's a good pick for them.
Good stuff from Kevin O'Connell. Fred.
Yeah.
He was very impressive. Just got off
his You want to marry him or
this
something?
This is Kevin O'Connell. Eric's giving us the report from the phone conference.
Yep. Said all the right things. Just very polished. Came across, hardworking, very humble.
The opposite of you?
Yeah, pretty much. Exact opposite. Tall, athletic. Right.
You know. Straight.
Sure. Oh. Yeah, whatever. Oh. Right. We said he wasn't. Someone asked him, I think I might have asked him. I can't remember now. But
can you tape this?
You don't remember if you asked a question or not?
No, I can't remember if this particular one was the one I asked. But it was just being surprised by being drafted by New England, given the fact that they have Tom Brady already. And he said, not really, because, the trend in the NFL seems to be, I think we mentioned this earlier, teams needing to have two or three quality quarterbacks on the roster. And he said, I think I'm capable of trying to, compete for that, and obviously the coaches felt the same way, and he's enjoys watching film and wants to study, wants to learn from the best. He's glad he came here. Had particularly good things to say about Josh McDaniels. He said that the one time he had to work out and actually talk with McDaniels, he said he came away with all the coaches he's met during this process. He came away most impressed with McDaniels' ability to sort of his approach toward teaching, especially to a younger guy like him. He said he came across as the one most competent and able to do that. Especially
Bill's going to love that comment.
So, yeah, I mean, he's clearly saying all the right things right now, and he sounds like he knows his role when he gets here and is willing to take that on now. So
Chris is in San Diego. He's a Massachusetts person stationed there. He says O'Connell's a really good player with an extremely horrible San Diego State football team, no receivers, no line, no run game, and no fans. He moves well and gets the ball to where it needs to be if his receivers can get there. Really good awareness to try and keep from getting killed while making plays.
The other thing he said, two other things he said that were very interesting. One, I didn't realize, he was a captain of his team since his redshirt freshman year. So he's been a four-year captain, not only a four-year starter, which is pretty rare.
Goose would eat that up.
But the other thing he said, and Paul, we were talking about this earlier, about he runs when he has to, not necessarily just because he wants to.
Yeah.
And somebody asked him about his mobility, and he said, he actually led San Diego State in rushing last year. And he said, well, it just provided our offense with another option if we needed it. And he said, when I get to the NFL, I want to become the best pocket passer I can be. And, yeah, if I can make three or four plays a game running the ball, I'll do that if I have to. But he really – so even in his mind, he knows that that's he has the ability to do it, but he rather would become like a Brady type and learn to be a pocket passer.
I don't think a third-round pick's ever gotten this much attention on PFW in progress.
And I certainly don't think Eric's ever said this much on a show.
No, Eric's really coming through here with
It is his dream pick. I mean, he's been lusting after this pick since we got back from the combine.
Oh, this E-Trade commercial that's on TV right now is hysterical. The baby.
I don't think it's funny.
Watch the baby. He spits up.
It's not funny.
All right.
Watching TV.
We're on the radio, Fred. We're talking NFL draft. It is not a June Thursday afternoon with nothing to talk about.
Stripper says, Stripper says, why can't Vince Young use the phone anymore? The answer, because he can't find the receiver.
What was the score of that Texas OU game when Vince Young played in at Strippers?
John in L.A. is very upset that Bo Bell went to the Raiders. He uses a bad word. I can't say it.
What's it rhyme with?
Bo went to Cleveland, but that's okay.
Kenneth sides with Paul. He says Ellis Hobbs got owned. He didn't slip. He says Wheatley does
well. Whoa. That means Kenneth sides with everyone who watched the football game other than Fred
Except
Kirsch.
For Fred.
No, just give Paul the credit.
Okay,
no.
I'll give Paul the credit, but
everybody
to the 82 million viewers who the NFL will claim watched the game.
Yeah, Fred, you make it sound like I'm the only one that saw it that way. We all saw it the same way.
Well,
you saw him fall. No one else saw him fall.
I know, but you're the leader of the EverythingAgainstPatriots.com fan club.
I'm defending the Patriots.
Kenneth says Wheatley does worry me because he's so small and because so many receivers are bigger and could instantly win a jump ball against him. But I'll give him 2 to 3 years before I judge him.
Let me ask you guys this. Knowing that you need slot corners in this league, like we just said, it's almost like a starting position. Do you think they view him as the slot guy?
Could
be.
Yeah.
I think he'll be that initially.
Let's face it. Let's just say a team had a guy like, you know, Welt Welker, and we had to guard, you know, cover him. That's a hard guy to cover on those short, quick routes. You need a short, quick guy. You know,
Randy Moss.
Do you remember what Ellis Hobbs did on him 2 years ago? And they had to start double-teaming him because he couldn't cover him, remember?
You think that Ellis Hobbs isn't any good.
Right.
So get a good guy that can do it.
Right. No, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
Fred was on the defensive there. He didn't know where you were going.
I didn't know where. Confused.
I'm defending the Patriots, Fred.
Another thing I brought up about him is I thought it interesting, Paul, we talked about this, that he described himself much like Fernando Bryant did. In that very consistent corner, don't give up a lot of big plays, might not go for as many big plays. But, you know, I think Bill likes that kind of talk when you talk consistency and maybe you don't make as many of the highlight reels, but you're where you're supposed to be.
Some good conservative cover two talk.
Although, kind of flies in the face of the Dom Capers experiment where he likes to be a little more aggressive.
Andy, not our Andy, says that he thinks Bill Belichick is rating NFL.com scouting reports. So far, he's drafted O'Connell, who they compare to Castle, and Wheatley, who they compare to Hobbs. I'm surprised he didn't draft Bruce Davis, who they compare to Bruschi. I didn't know they were comparing Bruce Davis to Bruschi, but now we do.
There's your guy, Andy, Craig Steltz.
Where'd he go?
Yep.
Chicago.
Well, that's a bad pick.
Andy,
wait a minute. Don't they have the guy that gets hurt every year? So if he's a backup, he's going to have to play.
They
Mike
need
Brown?
Help in the secondary.
Yeah, but I want him as a backup every once in a while to do a couple things.
I think that's what they want him as.
Okay, that's fine then.
Andy also wants to know, the Pats still need another middle linebacker for the future. What about Spencer Larson from Arizona?
I think that guy's a big pile of garbage.
Yeah, I didn't like him.
Didn't really like him either.
Wow. You guys remember.
Well, the positions that I thought the Patriots might actually take guys at, I tended to look
Eric,
at a little bit more
closely.
You
know, like four people, so check the pie hole.
Isn't Andy the youngest one on the staff? Why is he developing Alzheimer's disease at 27?
The anesthesia from my colonoscopy, I'm telling you, hasn't worn off. I've been last night I was
see
writing,
no difference in you.
I was writing
pre and post colonoscopy
down, and I was transposing the letters. I think it's caused me to be dyslexic.
Larry thinks that now more than ever it's a good idea to sign Ty Law because we've got two young quarterbacks and he could help at safety as well.
He's under 6 feet tall. No one wants him.
I love Ty Law, Fred, as you know, but I don't think that he's necessarily going to be much of a help to younger cornerbacks. I think Ty Law's about Ty Law.
Hey, what's up?
Didn't stop him from drafting a linebacker that Teddy Bruschi's about Teddy Bruschi.
No, but I think it's similar. I think I don't think Ty Law will just glare at him at the young corners as they walk through the locker room the way Bruschi will glare at Gerard Mayo if he deigns to make a play. But I'm not sure that you're going to get that mentor kind of thing from Ty Law. Do you?
No, and I bet he's looking for money.
Yeah, I'm not signing.
What ballpark you think he's
$6 million?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not signing Ty Law to help other people.
No, don't you? I mean, you know what I'm saying, there, Fred? I like Ty Law.
And Bill always,
and I think he could
too.
Help, but I don't think that he's much of a help in terms of mentoring.
Every time someone asks Bill about mentoring, and
you have to worry about yourself,
he goes, "Well, I think it's a lot to ask for a player to start. And if they need to worry about what they need to do, and the other players need to come on and blah blah blah."
Yeah,
so.
I think a guy like Rodney Harrison is rare. Let's put it that way. A guy that genuinely does seem to be helpful to younger players at that position.
What's up, Paul Perillo?
Yeah, well, you know, how you doing, Rodney?
Anthony writes, I'm very happy with the pick so far because they definitely address the defense's need. We finally have Bruschi's replacement to be groomed. My question is, Kevin O'Connell, is he someone of value that they picked up to possibly trade away this season, or will he stay a while and be a solid backup to Brady?
Stay a while.
The latter, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Why would you draft a quarterback and then just trade him away immediately?
And it's a pretty high. I mean, third-round pick is right. A pretty significant pick.
And that takes time, too. You just don't draft a guy, then trade him.
Right.
You know, he's got to show that he can play in this league and
he's
build
gonna
some
have,
value.
He's going to have to show some really, really strong play in a preseason. Probably not this one, but the next one.
Mm-hmm.
To potentially like be a candidate to be traded.
Where do you go?
You know, like Matt Hasselbeck did with Green Bay, as Tom pointed out earlier. Green Bay was a team that has used quarterbacks as commodities. You know, drafting the more quarterbacks you have, that's a valuable commodity. They did it with Brunell. They did it with Hasselbeck.
Who took Red Bryant? Seattle.
Seattle.
Really?
Raymond wants to know how about Forsett from Cal as an eventual replacement for third down receiver out of the backfield. He's 5'8", 200 pounds, and runs tough with great hands.
Sure. Tom?
Yeah, I like Forsett. I think
he really got underrated in this whole process, huh?
Who, Forsett?
Yeah.
No one
ever mentions him.
He's a strong runner for his size. I mean, he's not going to make a living in the NFL running between the tackles,
right.
But he has that lower leg strength, and he runs a lot harder than his size, and he can catch the ball well. I think he is going to be a Kevin Falk type. You use him on draws, those quick screens and things like that. So I think at this point in the draft, you're getting a pretty good football player.
By the way, not being able to make a living running between the tackles didn't stop the Cowboys from drafting Felix Jones
in the first round.
It's official. Fred has Alzheimer's. Eric finally has something to say, and Fred says, oh, look at the TV. The commercial with the baby is on. Watch him throw up.
Red Bryant was one of those guys, by the way, that I really liked in terms of 3-4 potential.
Eats up space in the middle.
Yeah.
Webradio@patriots.com is the email address for anyone who doesn't know that and is listening in. We want to hear from everyone. Now, I'm a little disappointed, guys. I was hoping for 500,000 people over the weekend.
We got 4.
I'd say 5.
Yesterday, we only had about 67,000. So...
And
we
got
to make up for that.
Because as I said last night before we left, we're doing a hell of a job.
I agree. We're better than ever.
So we're hoping, and I think a lot of that had to do with there were only 2 rounds. It started later in the day. So hopefully we'll make up for that today.
I'd be curious, Fred, in terms of the starting later in the day stuff,
to see
what the TV ratings were. And not the ones that NFL's going to put out there, that you know when they're going to handpick the demographic and the time that would best suits them. But the real numbers based on that. Compared to past years in the same one. Because I can't imagine at 3 o'clock you did better than you would have at noon.
I thought like Saturday evening and night was like a hellhole.
Terrible.
So
terrible
why did they want it to be on then?
I had a couple of my friends call who were kind of into this stuff. They're not huge draft guys like Tom would have been if he wasn't working here, but they were just sitting around and they kind of forgot the draft was on. Like at night, like you know, in the second round, they were like, oh, we forgot it was even still on. That's kind of telling you. When it's late, they knew about Mayo and they were all over the trade and stuff. But then by the time the second round came, they were out of gas.
Yeah,
they didn't want to.
But
they had other things to do on a Saturday night.
But it did start at noon on the West Coast instead of 9 o'clock in the morning.
And no one on the West Coast cares. Otherwise,
they'd
have a team.
That'll be the question. If the ratings go down, you'll be proven right there, Paul.
No, I know. But my guess is I won't be proven right because the NFL will say this is a record-setting rating, no matter what it is.
But Nielsen comes out with that.
But you know what I'm saying, Fred? They'll pick a demographic.
No, I know.
Right.
But
Paul's
right. We'll ignore that. We'll just look for
it'll be
the
most watched game, you know, on an even number month. They'll pick a time frame that more people watch this than anything else.
How many Patriot games last year were the most watched games, .. But that whole West Coast thing is a phenomenon to me because I was talking to someone in Vegas and he says, yeah, you know, when a college game day comes on, it's like 7 o'clock in the morning here. It's actually pretty hard to be a huge fan out there because you have to get up so early. Just think the 1 o'clock games start at what, 10 on the West Coast?
Yeah.
That's got to be weird.
Right. That's the NFL's point. And
I don't care about the West Coast. And if
neither
I lived there, I'd say
mean,
the same thing.
Neither do I. But apparently they do. Chris
it's your
says,
choice, Tom.
Oh, the Cowboys with Tashard Choice.
It's a running back?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They have a committee going on down there?
Well, this is an odd pick because he's almost like a poor man's Marion Barber, where he's a pounder in between the tackles. So
let me ask you this, you know, based on this pick.
They don't know what they're doing. That's the answer.
Well,
go ahead.
That's probably the answer, and I know that's where you were going to go anyway, but this stuff with Marion Barber and his contract and his kind of out of whack demands, do you think that they might be greasing the skids here to get rid of him altogether, give it to Jones, and then have this guy as an extra guy and
maybe
just say, hey, you know what, Marion Barber, We don't think you're going to be around that much longer anyway, the way you run.
Right. And the thing that Breer told me about him is that he's a heck of a nice guy, but he's got, I don't know what kind of affliction he has, but he gets, like, he doesn't talk to the media, not because he doesn't like the media, but
that
he doesn't know.
Anxiety kind of?
Yeah, thing. He has, like, some kind of, so maybe mentally he's not there either. So who knows?
John in L.A. is looking for some blog entries, even if they're from Eric. What's going on over there, Eric?
We have, like, 8 million blog. I was up at 1:45 in the morning posting stuff. Sorry.
It is a little hard while we're on the show.
Well, that's why I was looking at Eric.
Wow. That's good, Fred.
Chris Simonelli says he loves the draft so far. Defense and speed is what we need, and we got it. No offensive lineman yet. I think that's where we'll go in the fourth round. What do you think?
No.
Okay. I just don't look.
I hope not.
I think that they could pick an offensive lineman in any round, and he would be hard pressed to make the team.
Exactly.
You might as well bring in a free agent and have him be hard pressed to make the team.
Right.
And
all
by
right.
the way, there's still debate that the Patriots never draft for need.
Yeah.
No, I know. And the other thing too, Andy, in our mock draft, we had Colt Brennan going in the sixth round, and we got killed because, and I quote, "Why would the Patriots take a quarterback?"
Right.
I wonder if those same people are going crazy
look,
now. That they
this
took
is
one
what
in the
you need
round.
To know. Your need raises your value.
Everybody
it's
drafts
simple.
For need. That's
it's
what
that
you need
simple.
To know. And if you don't, you're a bad team.
You can go ahead and say we draft for value, but that's based on need
right.
to some respect.
That's well put, Fred. And the teams that make mistakes in drafting for need are the ones that really reach for a
right.
guy who has no
Buffalo
who has no business whatsoever being drafted in that area just because it's a position of need.
And a perfect example of this is what the Steelers did yesterday. Now, that probably wasn't their top choice in the first round to go running back, but
right.
they probably had Mendenhall as a top 10 talent. Then they're on the clock. Willie Parker got hurt last year, so while it's not their top need, it's a need, and it's tremendous value there, so you take Mendenhall.
Right. Every
and
once in a while, that guy will be there that you just can't pass up.
And they're probably one of the top two or three teams drafting over the last decade.
Dana in Brighton says, stop talking about the draft. I want more stories about Andy's bowel movements and Paul's bald head. All right, well, that will
That'll
take a break,
Tuesday.
And we'll be right back.
4-0 New England! What an opening night for the Reds in front of their home fans.
The New England Revolution are back, and 2008 season tickets are on sale now. Don't miss exciting matches against conference rivals DC United and the New York Red Bulls, Cuauhtemoc Blanco and the Chicago Fire, and the Revolution's first ever appearance in Superliga, featuring the best teams from Major League Soccer and Mexico. Revolution season tickets also guarantee your ticket for David Beckham and the Los Angeles Galaxy. This event sold out last year. Don't get shut out. Order season tickets today. Call the Revolution Ticket Office at 1-877-GET-REVS or log on to revolutionsoccer.net for tickets, game information, and everything else New England Revolution.
What a goal! Taylor Twellman!
Pride.
The sellout crowd in Foxborough rises to their feet.
Passion.
Oh my goodness! Michael Clarkhorst, are you kidding me?
Revolution. He's been a three-time champion, two-time Super Bowl MVP, and kicked off 2007 on a record pace.
Three touchdown passes in the first half.
Now, Tom Brady has signed official Patriots mini replica helmets, and you can get one free. Exclusively from the New England Patriots, this authentic mini helmet comes complete with chin strap, face mask, and Tom Brady's autograph. Perfect for every Patriots fan. To take advantage of this incredible one-of-a-kind offer, all you need to do is make qualifying transactions on your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card. Plus, with your card, you'll earn Patriots extra points redeemable for once-in-a-lifetime Patriots experiences, pregame field passes, memorabilia, merchandise, tickets, and much more. Don't wait. Apply at PatriotsExtraPoints.com or call 1-800-NFL-9929 to get your Bank of America Patriots extra points Visa card and a free official mini replica helmet autographed by Tom Brady. Patriots extra points, because fans want contact too. Autographed mini helmet limited to those making a qualifying purchase. See details at Patriots extra points.com.
When you've got a lineman-sized hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get
your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sack Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, First Down Franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, DeMoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine, and Associate Grocers of New England, and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
Freddie took a trip over to Bass Pro to meet loyal listener Doug from Blackstone. Let's listen in.
Hey, Gary, Fred, you have any idea what Doug looks like?
Bye. That's a trip to Bass Pro with Fred Kirsch.
All right, welcome back to PFW in Progress. Hour two of our three-hour Sunday extravaganza. We're awaiting the Patriots' fourth pick, and I believe right now we're at about pick 24 in the fourth round. And
six.
Pick 26 in the sixth round, and the Patriots are sitting at 30.
Four picks away, and all we're right in the fourth round. Did you say third?
Fourth round. All right, so as soon as that Patriots pick comes through, we'll be sure to announce that and come up with quick analysis.
As always.
Because our in-depth research went well through the fourth round, right?
We go through all seven rounds, and we even go through priority free agents. We will have a list of priority free agents on the blog and the website tonight after the seventh round.
All right. Well, webradio@patriots.com is the email address. It's webradio@patriots.com. More of your emails. Warren says, is Wheatley capable of starting next season?
No.
I watched some highlights of him, and he looks like a good pick to me. I'd prefer to have him start and Merriweather play some more time at safety rather than corner.
My guess is he will not start it.
I'm going to go with Fernando Bryant.
Yes.
As a starter.
Bryant and Hawks.
Sight unseen in terms of the Patriots system, but that's what I'm going to go
Merriweather and Wheatley, in all likelihood, will be 3 and 4.
In about a
order.
Month, right? What's this? The end of about a month and a half, we'll get out there for the mandatory mini camp, and I think we'll have a little bit of an idea, at least, of how these guys might fit in with the Patriots system and stack up in terms of the depth chart.
Tom, just an FYI, I promised on the blog and web tonight you'd have a list of priority free agents best available after the draft is over.
So get on that.
What? Priority free agents. When the draft's over, you need to do another best available list.
Sure.
Come on, you got a few. Studebaker
is
number one.
I'll do it.
If he doesn't get drafted in the fifth round.
Greg wants to know, when do you see the Pats picking up a good blocking tight end to replace Kyle Brady?
Well, Fred, we've talked about this, and we have some question as to whether maybe they think Stephen Spock is their good, you know, blocking tight end. Just a guy that played a little bit last year, got some reps. Maybe they have confidence in Spock.
Okay.
Oh, the Redskins drafted that Justin Tryon, that Jack dude from Arizona State. He's a player.
And then the Oakland Raiders select Armon Shields from Richmond, the best player to come out of Richmond in this draft.
Marcos from Argentina says, this is NFL.
Hightower.
NFL.com on the Golston pick. Golston said, I felt great. They didn't waste their time calling me when the pick was up. Golston seemed a bit surprised when asked how he was going to celebrate tonight. I don't think he even had a second considering that he should. At least he'll be doing it in his new city.
Okay.
And Marco says
that joint.
Marco says, celebrate. You were one slot away from winning a ring in your rookie year. What is there to celebrate? Good point by Marcos. I like our pick so far, but I would really like some more info about that corner the Chargers picked on the first round. Oh, that's Kaysen.
Yes, Fred.
That's a joke, Fred.
Oh.
It is a joke, Fred. Read the next email.
Let's see. Next email is from Shane Cahill.
John David Booty.
What about him?
Good value at this point, wherever he goes.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I think he's a good – I don't think he'll ever be a franchise-type starter. But I think he's a good, solid backup quarterback in the National Football League. The small hands is a concern, but other than that, I like him.
Well, Tennessee's on the clock, according to Fred. If they draft him, he might have a chance to start.
Shane says, Tom, FYI, Jarvis Moss went to Denver last year, not Jacksonville, like you said about five times.
No, I said it once because I made a mistake, then I changed it 2 minutes later. Fred, how old are these emails? Can you get to ones that were written, like, in the last 48 hours? Come on.
You said that today.
No, I didn't.
It was yesterday when he was talking about the Jags.
I definitely remember you saying it yesterday. I don't remember it today, though.
This is all from today. This is all, as long as this is April 27th.
I didn't say it today. I was thinking that they took Moss last year and he was hurt, but it was the Broncos. They took out of Florida, Nelson.
Getting a bit defensive.
Right, Reggie Nelson. But in Tom's defense, none of us corrected him when he said Jarvis Moss went to Jacksonville. I
actually thought it, but I wasn't sure enough to ask him.
Let's see. Stripper says this morning, Gil Brandt said that Crable knocks down a lot of passes. That was on Sirius Radio.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier.
Good insight,
he has
Gil.
Long arms.
And he also he says that Eric thinks O'Connell is cute.
Eric, is that true?
Listen,
I'm not going to respond to
he's in a bad mood. I walked by.
Yeah, he's got an itchy trigger finger.
And I said, boy,
Eric.
I said, you love that O'Connell, huh? And he stood up and took a swing at me.
I didn't know such thing. What's the matter, Eric? Things not working out for you today?
No, things are fine.
Things fall through with that email to that
or
that
the last
woman?
36 years?
Actually, we have not heard from that guy, Paul.
So, yes, that's what it is then.
So the dollar bill is still being dragged in front of you.
No, I've... told you the other day. Stop it, Andy.
What? Stop it.
Fred writes in, great show yesterday. Maybe the best in months. May was going to be good, maybe great.
Stop!
Wheatley is going to be better than Hobbs, but going to be more than...
Is this Fred Kirsch?
More than a good little player. Crable is a great pick. Love the value. He could be great. In O'Connell, the jury's out, but okay, now we have someone to back up. Can he also do things like Brad Smith? Questions. Barrett, what safety spot does he play?
No, he cannot do things like Brad Smith.
Brad Smith's a different type of quarterback.
This guy is a quarterback who has the athletic ability to run some.
Right.
I keep saying Ben Roethlisberger. Ben Roethlisberger is not like Devin Hester, like this super, but he can move around and make plays with his feet and extend plays and then throw the ball after that.
Yeah, and if you're looking for a dark horse sleeper for Rookie of the Year, check out Lavelle Hawkins for Tennessee. I thought he was an extremely good college player at Cal. I like DeSean Jackson, you know, his entire game a little bit better, but as far as just pure receiver goes, I think Hawkins could be better. And he's going to a place, obviously, Fred, you know, that needs some receivers, and I think he can play right away there.
All right. Should the Patriots pick a wide receiver and tight end in rounds 5, 6, or 7?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, we're at the point where they solidified linebacker, I think we all feel, by getting an inside and outside young guy to develop. And they got a young corner to develop. So I don't think we believe that there's these true glaring, if they don't get them, this team can't win need.
Right. Everything's gravy right now.
I'll give you a late wide receiver that I think would be really good value is Marcus Monk from Arkansas. You know, and it's
Art?
You know, Tom's whole thing about the, you know, the name passes the name test. Marcus Monk made a lot of plays for Arkansas without any real help in terms of the quarterback. It was all Felix Jones and obviously Darren McFadden. But, you know, Casey Dick wasn't getting the ball where it was supposed to go. You really are the most immature person.
Doesn't he have another brother? And there's another Dick on that team.
You really are.
No, I'm being serious. Doesn't he have a brother?
I know you are. That's the point.
Isn't there a brother?
I assume he has a brother. Yeah, I didn't know he was the only child.
Because there's a letter on the name, right? It's C. Dick. Because I laughed
wouldn't
out
that
loud.
Be, wouldn't that be Casey? C-A-S-E-Y?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they only put the C on if there's another Dick on the team.
Yeah, he's right.
Otherwise, it would just say Dick.
He's got a small penis and he's drunk a lot. That's why he's so angry.
They might have put the C there just so it didn't just say Dick, so people like you would sit in the stands and
says,
just laugh like a schoolgirl.
C Dick, which is just as funny. If you want to take that away, you got to put Casey Dick or
maybe,
at least C.
Maybe
a Dick.
Andy Hart's Arkansas relative is the equipment manager and thought it would be funny to put C Dick on.
I don't have any Arkansas relatives.
He should have just put that. He should have put Run on the shoulder and C Dick Run.
All right, Larry wants to know...
Nothing, crickets, anything?
Larry wants to know if Jonathan Goff is still on the board.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
What do you guys think?
Good value.
At this point, yeah.
I don't necessarily think it's something the Patriots necessarily are interested in, but...
He's Scouts Inc.'s top inside linebacker at this point.
Good
just
value
ahead
at this
of
point.
Spencer Larson and Jolon Dunbar and Ben Moffitt and Jay Lehman. Jay Lehman's real first name is Jay?
No.
Oh. How come everywhere lists him as Jay Lehman?
That's what he goes by.
Just the initial?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
I don't like him.
All right, right now, is Indy still on the clock?
Tom, you missed some good Dick talk.
Green Bay is on the clock.
About Casey Dick.
So the Patriots are next. Who did Indy take? Do we know?
Jacob Tom, or Tame.
Tammy.
Okay, Green Bay's on the clock. Patriots are on deck.
Let me tell you something.
That's a surprising pick.
In 2 years, this guy will be a very annoying player for the Patriots.
Yeah, he's one of those... Jay Novacek type of.
He'll catch a lot of passes and do nothing else, and he'll be annoying.
Who's this?
This is Jacob Tammy.
I was going to say he's a lot like Dallas Clark.
Dallas Clark, only not as good.
He's also a double catcher, jag tight end runs deliberate routes and stinks.
He's now the heir apparent to
who caught about 8 million passes at Kentucky.
He'll be taking up by UTECT, our favorite player from another team.
Yeah. UTECT.
St. Louis on the clock. Did you say Green Bay, Fred?
It was
a trade.
Trade? Okay.
A while ago.
So St. Louis is traded into Green Bay slot.
Is Fred using the page that came out before the draft started?
I'm looking at ESPN right
here. He actually had the Patriots picking 31st.
ESPN says St. Louis is after Indianapolis.
Right.
Gary, what does this say?
Fred is selling Green Bay.
Where are you on ESPN? Are you on Draft Tracker? Because the three of us are on Draft Tracker.
I'm on insider.espn.go.com round four.
Nope, no. We're not on that. I'm on sports-akespngo.com, blah, blah, blah.
Go to espn.com and go to DraftCast.
Go to DraftCast, okay.
God, Christ almighty.
gosh. So has St. Louis picked yet?
No.
All right, so they're still on there. Where do I find Draft Track?
Although they look like they just made a trade.
St. Louis did?
With it Green Bay? Looks like they did.
Wait a minute.
No, it's Keenan Burton.
Keenan Burton.
They had trade up
this
there.
This guy stinks. He's terrible.
Where's he from?
He's from Kentucky, too. He doesn't catch the ball well.
What is he?
I hate the Rams. I hate everything they do.
Wide receiver?
He's a receiver. I don't like this guy at all.
Okay.
And the Rams are considered one of the worst drafting teams, aren't they?
Yeah, they've done really nothing to this point to change that. I don't mind the Chris Long pick, but since then, nothing.
Freshman Nathan Dick is a quarterback at Arkansas. The brother of Casey.
Yeah.
I didn't say C. Dick and Dick.
I didn't say that you were wrong on that.
Oh, well, somebody gave you...
I assumed that it wasn't...
A time. The C stands for Casey.
No, and I said that you had that right.
The Patriots are on the clock. Who's it going to be, boys?
Patriots are on the clock.
It's going to be a Josh Barrett. Is he still there?
Yeah, that's what I'll go with, Josh Barrett.
Frank?
How about the...
Oakham.
How about that Michigan State tight end, Kellen Davis?
Sure.
Could be.
I like Kellen Davis. I would take him.
But he doesn't really fill the blocking tight end role.
No, but he would fill the I like all the guys that they're picking because I know who they all are criteria.
I'm going DeMario Presley, NC State, by those same standards, Paul.
Okay.
All right. How come on my draft tracker, it still has the Rams on
the clock? It does on ours, too.
It does on ours, too.
Okay.
It's a little
but you
behind.
Had Green Bay on the clock.
Well, this is now I'm on the page that you're on.
Okay. Jeez, can you tell it's day two of the draft?
We're getting real snippy. It. Josh Barrett's the guy you guys like, huh? That's good value there.
I don't even know if I like him. I should check the safety rankings I did.
NFL Draft Scout has him 93rd, so you're getting him at 129. That's pretty
good
value.
Okay, Patriots have about 2.5 minutes left on the clock.
Why don't we take a break?
No. Let's see. Rich in New Hampshire says... Long-time listener, you know the rest. I was curious about Sayo. Has any news gotten out? If he's coming back. Also, I'm glad we got younger at some of our linebacking positions. A friend of mine, who happens to be a Lions fan, was pissed because the Patriots stole Mayo, and apparently the Lions really wanted him. I think Mayo was a good pick in preparation for Bruschi's final year, and possibly someone to take over for Sayo should he not come back. Love the show. Finally found out how to contact you. You should mention your email address more often so guys like me who want to ask you stuff and who have short memories can contact you.
Nice job, Fred.
Webradio@patriots.com.
Go f*** yourself.
How much time left for the Patriots?
1:34.
Minute 34.
Three,
I don't like this.
Two.
I smell a trade.
One. I don't. I smell a pick.
And Bruschi did sign a 2-year contract, so this might not be his last year.
This is his last
year.
He
should be.
Well, using that standard, he should have been gone 3 years ago.
Paul These says it's his really last year.
This is his last year.
Okay, you have inside information?
No.
Okay.
I told you, we'd be dangerous if we actually had sources, Fred.
All right.
I like DeMario Presley here. That's what I'm going with. I'm sticking with it.
Coming up to a minute left with the Patriots pick.
Two.
Give me a position, guys, quick.
DeMario
Safety.
Presley, defensive
Safety.
Tackle.
Tight end.
Josh Barrett.
Defensive
Andy's
line.
Andy's saying
just to
defensive
be
line. Tom,
yep.
Paul saying defensive line. Tom
I'm sorry.
Saying
he
safety.
Said defensive line.
Eric thinks.
Tight end.
Tight end.
I'm going to say safety as well.
There's a joke in there somewhere.
Yeah. When he's done with it, it'll still be tight.
40 seconds left and counting.
Hoping to be a wide receiver.
Here comes the pick.
Here comes the pick.
Come on. Who is it?
Stop. It stopped doing it on NFL.
I still have 30 seconds left.
Yeah, I do too, Fred, but on the...
Yeah, the TV's
TV looks
the
like it's done.
Okay, so we should...
There it is. Selection.
We're getting a selection on TV.
This is the worst minute of radio
and
ever.
And the pick is going to be...
Jonathan Wilhite.
Never
heard of Billy Bear. Cornerback.
Cornerback. Another cornerback.
And the needs keep rolling on in, Bill.
We're just going to...
Never heard of him.
We'll find a couple guys out of this pool.
Yeah, he's taking the Theo Epstein approach. Where's he from?
Auburn.
What's his name?
Jonathan Wilhite.
Jonathan Wilhite. Let's get some film on him.
I've never heard of him.
Wow.
Let's get some info on Jonathan Wilhite.
Turn the TV on. They're talking about him.
In a minute.
We can't. Paul has to plug it in.
35. Oh, they've got to get younger and quicker. When you put the tape on at Auburn, everybody wanted to talk about Patrick Lee, the big corner. Let me tell you something about this kid. Jonathan Wilhite caught my eyes. He's small.
He's got some of the quickest feet you're going to see for a corner.
Great change of direction skill set. Even will tackle fairly well. He's not a trained killer or anything, but he's going to tackle fairly well, and he will, again, be a core special teams player. So Pioli and Belichick getting younger and faster on defense, exactly what they needed to do.
Yes, you picked a good one.
Now that I've seen who that is, I saw the number, he sucks. I'm sorry, I'm not gonna go with you on this one. He was abused at Auburn by plenty of teams. I hate this pick.
Our lad says he started parts of 3 years, junior college transfer with an injury history, quick feet, ability to turn and run without wasted steps, good hip flexibility, drives quickly on the ball, shorter than ideal for the position, has good leaping ability, good recovery, burst and range, demonstrates good body control, better than average ball skills, more of man-to-man coverage corner than zone, struggles when there is too much to learn instead of just playing, needs to improve ability to shed blocks, but is willing on run support, drag down type tackler.
PFW would like to counter that, and I mean Pro Football Weekly, with has zero ball skills, does not get his hands on a lot of balls, has stone hands.
I know who he is now that I saw the number 24.
He got his hands on so many
balls. Mayock said that when you turn on tape, you'll see a lot of – that's because teams were going after him nonstop. They really went after this guy in college.
And also struggled with a lot of injuries, shoulder, knee, and hamstring, and is a very, very – has a very, very average work ethic.
NFL draft scout, much like Terrence Wheatley, had Wilhite as a fifth or sixth round pick, 191st it looks like. In their ranking. So another guy, at least according to the draft experts, for whatever that's worth, that the Patriots reached for.
But the first guy, Wheatley, you know, looked like he had some things that you could be – I just don't like him. I don't like Wilhite at all because, you know, the name didn't register, but the number 24, as soon as I saw it on TV, I thought to myself, oh, my God, that's the guy. So that ought to tell you something right there.
And 4.51 speed is not elite for a 5.9 cornerback. I mean, that's just kind of run-of-the-mill corner.
So, sorry, you can't like every pick.
Well, if you're Mike Mayock, you can.
But it's been a good draft. I don't like this pick.
It's the way he says it that really, for some reason, really rubs me the wrong way. You know, it's like, you know, I watched him and I saw this and he makes it sound like he's the only guy that uncovers anything that's positive about any of these players.
Despite the fact he's 20 years behind Mel Kiper. And by the way,
but he doesn't seem to talk in those terms to me. Kiper, and I certainly don't think Kiper is the best either. You know, I mean,
I love Kiper; he's the best.
No, I like Kiper. What I'm talking about is, I don't think he's infallible. I should say,
but he doesn't seem
to talk in those same terms. It's like every time Mayock likes a player, he makes it sound like he's the only guy that likes this because he knows more than you do.
I seriously think both McShay and Mayock deal with, we're not Mel Kiper; we're trying to be Mel Kiper. Insecurities. I got to make myself sound better.
Tony Hills for Pittsburgh.
And just another thing too is. You know, Auburn has a really good defense, but they don't always play up to their talent level for some reason. And a guy I know, his wife went to Auburn, so he follows them closely. And I remember him saying that this guy, one of the reasons was this guy stinks because teams pick on him. So he's so easy to pick on that the pass rush can't always get there because they just abuse him. I mean, from what I know and watching and hear, I just don't like this pick at all.
All right.
The future Super Bowl champion Steelers, as Tom said, got Tony Hills, tackle out of Texas, doing a fine job, getting a little protection. They had lost an offensive line. They need to shore up that line a little bit. A lot of depth there in that draft. Kevin Colbert nailing it again.
All right. Well, that's it for the fourth round for the New England Patriots. Their next pick will come in the fifth round, number 25 of that round. So we get a little bit of ways to go before the Patriots make another pick, assuming they don't trade up with someone. Which
did I miss one? I had 27 in the fifth round.
You got 27? According to
160, right?
Number 160. That's 27 in the fifth round. San Diego's pick, the one they just got from the trade that he made in the third round.
Well, I've got, it's according to ESPN, they've got 25 in the fifth round. 26 is Indianapolis. So
28 is Indianapolis, according to the. Okay. Never mind.
Seattle has 20. This is wrong.
ESPN is right.
Okay.
They have picks that were exercised in supplemental drafts, and they didn't take them away and stuff. So.
Okay. So anyway, 25th in the fifth round is the next pick for the Patriots. So
John David Booty, a steal for somebody at this point.
Now, see, I like where the Patriots went with the corner. I just don't like the player.
Yeah.
Well, let's see who else. Trey Williams, Orlando Scandrick, Tribble, Ikawagono, Bowman.
What?
See, I like Ike Iguano, but I don't know about his injury.
He had a pretty bad injury, and I think he had a lot of off-the-field problems there at Wisconsin, so I'm not sure exactly what his draft status is. But, you know, I think you mentioned Tribble.
I like him.
I do, too, and this guy, to me, is a poor man's Tribble. That's how he plays.
When you're comparing him to other 5'8.5", 5'9", corners,
listen,
undersized guys.
Juwan Tribble's one of those guys, when the ball pops up in the air, he's always there, which means he has to be in the right spot to get those picks.
I liked what I saw from him on tape.
Tribble? Yeah, I like
play.
Him. Reluctantly, I have
to admit.
If
he didn't get injured last year, he's gone by now. I guarantee you he'd have been drafted by now.
That is all.
Early in the season, they played Wake Forest. He had a great game. They were talking about him like in the first two rounds of the draft at that point. So I think here you're going to get some good value with him.
Here's my Ike Iguano guy.
Where'd he go?
I guess Philadelphia.
Interesting.
I guess the character issues weren't that bad.
Vito Shepard's not getting traded on draft weekend, huh?
You know, that's a good thing to bring up, Andy. We haven't heard a lot of those trade, Lito Shepard, Jeremy Shockey.
They all petered out.
Yeah, nothing really came of it. Chad Johnson, which
Taylor.
Probably wasn't going to happen. Jason Taylor. Nothing really panned out. So, you know.
And as they like, the first-round picks are gone, so now it would be picks for next year.
Right.
You lost your ammo yesterday when the round went through.
Hmm. Interesting. Hmm. Greg in New Hampshire still thinks the Patriots need to pick up a blocking tight end.
No one likes Steven Spock, huh?
Well, I think people forget about him.
I don't know anything about him, to be honest with you.
He played.
Yeah, but I couldn't tell you if he played well.
Oh, he did. Kept playing.
Not a lot.
No, but he kept playing.
I mean, even the game when he was the only tight end dressed, he didn't play a lot.
Oh, yes, he did.
They had O'Callaghan and what's-his-name out there as much as he was.
Well, because they had to, but he played a lot that game.
You're talking about the Giants game?
I don't know.
No tight ends?
Whatever game he played a lot.
I thought they went with a lot of...
No, he played a ton.
They didn't run the ball very well.
Go to Mike Reese's blog and get me percentage of snaps. Go do that.
No.
Justin in Alaska, we're talking about the late start for the draft. He says West Coast time is fine. Nothing better in Alaska anyway. First game is 9 a.m. Afternoon game is at 12:30. Night games are at 4:30. This allows you to have the evening to watch all of the highlight shows without being up till midnight. So I like it.
But you got to get up early.
He likes it.
It's okay.
Yeah.
They're in the Western time zone?
That sounds like an hour even behind
them. Yeah, I thought they were out more in the ocean. Are they the only land in that time zone?
I don't know.
What are you doing? Why are you making me weird faces and adjusting yourself?
Well, that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm adjusting.
WebRadioPatriots.com. WebRadioPatriots.com.
Martha is writing from Tucson. She says, no Vittles today? Oh, we have them, but they get supplied to us by PR. We don't have to have people.
Terrible dessert.
Really? What was it?
I don't know. This chocolate-covered, cream-filled little bleh.
Hmm. Sunday show is my first ever opportunity emailed during the show since I have a job.
That sounds like a shot at some of our listeners.
Wow. Offered once.
Not an undo one, however.
Well, they got jobs to pay for lunch, baby.
It's true.
Offered once before to send you guys a spread, including Best Wings in Boston, but never heard back. Gary!
You suck!
What's the matter?
There's no chance that happened.
What are the best wings in Boston, by the way?
Gary says there's no chance that happened. Anyway, she says, offer stands, so please let me know when you have an opening coming up.
and they'll be choppered in from Watertown. She said the best wings are in what, Gary?
Buff's Pub.
Buff's Pub. Hey, that could be.
That's yeah. I think it's Newton.
Yeah, it's on the line.
It's close.
Yeah.
I'll take them wherever they come.
They're pretty good, though. I've had them.
Gary, keep that email.
Derek Fine, tight end for Buffalo, Ohio.
It could be the busy
Derek beat. Fine, tight end, Kansas. I don't know much about him.
Anyway, Martha has a question. How many spots do they really have open on the entire roster? Is there any way more than three of these guys make the squad, assuming normal injury account in camp? We'll sweep up a few salary cuts in August and be done with it.
Well, they only had 63 players on the roster coming into the draft, and some of those guys were not going to make the team in any chance in hell. So you weren't all that far from your 53-man limit coming in.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
I think there's plenty of room for these guys to win jobs.
You know you're going to get 80 or some odd guys here before camp starts. The question is how many of them have a legitimate shot of making the 53-man roster.
No, but my point is I think a lot of these guys do because I think there's guys that are on the, quote, roster right now who don't have a shot in Hades of making the roster.
No, but there's going to be 53 guys. Like last year, I didn't think there was a legitimate shot for a lot of those draft picks to make the team.
I think everyone taken so far could make this team.
I would say Will Height would have
it. I think he's got a chance.
He's got a chance. Yeah.
I don't think there's very many. I mean, I don't think Mike Richardson's a lock.
See, I think
Jason Webster's a lock. Yeah. I don't think, what's his name? Lewis Sanders is a. I mean,
no, but you're going with the 53 guys from last year, too.
No, I know.
So they got to.
Some of those guys play for the Eagles and Saints right now, so they don't count.
Based on the way Mayock talked about Will Height in terms of being a core special teamer, I would say he has a pretty good shot of knocking Willie Andrews off the roster.
Sure.
You know, with Andrews' past, off-field trouble that he had right after the Super Bowl, if this guy shows that he can do some of those things, I would say that Willie Andrews' spot is in jeopardy.
Sure.
But that's the kind of thing that we're trying to figure out how many of those we legitimately have. I agree with you wholeheartedly, Andy, about Jason Webster and all the guys that they signed, Tank Williams, Lewis Sanders, Jason Webster, Fernando Bryant. They're not all going to make the team.
I think only Bryant is going to make the team.
For whatever reason, I have Bryant being well above the rest of those guys.
I agree.
Because he's way better than the rest of them.
But if you listen to the way people talk about Jason Webster, he should be thought about like that too, but I don't think of him that way.
I don't listen to what people say.
David Hale to Baltimore, tackle from Weber State.
I don't love it.
I don't think I've had a prospect on my list in 5 picks.
All right. Well,
who the hell?
It is 1:32 on a Sunday. That means we need to take a break, and we'll be right back.
4-0 New England. What an opening night for the Reds in front of their home fans.
The New England Revolution are back, and 2008 season tickets are on sale now. Don't miss exciting matches against conference rivals DC United and the New York Red Bulls, Cuauhtemoc Blanco and the Chicago Fire, and the Revolution's first ever appearance in Superliga, featuring the best teams from Major League Soccer and Mexico. Revolution season tickets also guarantee your ticket for David Beckham and the Los Angeles Galaxy. This event sold out last year. Don't get shut out. Order season tickets today. Call the Revolution Ticket Office at 1-877-GET-REVS or log on to revolutionsoccer.net for tickets, game information, and everything else New England Revolution.
What a goal! Taylor Twelvin!
Pride.
The sellout crowd in Foxborough rises to their feet.
Passion.
Oh my goodness! Michael Parkhurst, are you kidding me?
Revolution. He's been a 3-time champion, 2-time Super Bowl MVP, and kicked off 2007 on a record pace.
3 touchdown passes in the first half.
Now, Tom Brady has signed official Patriots mini replica helmets, and you can get one free. Exclusively from the New England Patriots, this authentic mini helmet comes complete with chin strap, face mask, and Tom Brady's autograph. Perfect for every Patriots fan. To take advantage of this incredible one-of-a-kind offer, all you need to do is make qualifying transactions on your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card. Plus, with your card, you'll earn Patriots extra points redeemable for once-in-a-lifetime Patriots experiences, pregame field passes, memorabilia, merchandise, tickets, and much more. Don't wait. Apply at PatriotsExtraPoints.com or call 1-800-NFL-9929 to get your Bank of America Patriots extra points Visa card and a free official mini replica helmet autographed by Tom Brady. Patriots extra points, because fans want contact too. Autographed mini helmet limited to those regularly qualifying purchase. See details at Patriots. ExtraPoints.com.
When you've got a lineman-sized hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, First Down Franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Ireland hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, First Down Franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, DeMoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine and Associate Grocers of New England, and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
BFW in progress. One big, happy family.
Two or three plays last year, it could have gone either way.
Right, and I like to see that come down to the ability.
You like it to come down to the ref?
You would like it to come down to nothing.
I'd like it to come down to, did he get 2 feet in? No, it's not a catch.
What's the difference? They got screwed no matter which rule you use.
Not if you were on the other team, you'd think that it was a great call.
Well, it doesn't make it right, though. That's your opinion. I don't think you're wrong. It's just my opinion is that I'd rather have the ref make a call. You don't feel that strongly about anything.
There's a lot more we got to talk about. We're already arguing about this one.
I mean, I like when the referees have a chance to make.
You're getting all red in the face over catching a ball inbound.
I'm sorry, I don't agree with you. I mean, I can stop talking about it if that's what you guys want me to do.
The game's
going to
be played. It's going to be played under either rule.
Don't say I don't agree strongly about anything because that's bullshit.
Oh,
all right.
You're not supposed to say that, Tom.
See, I'm the one that's getting red in the face, but I'm not the one that's going off swearing about things.
Well, you feel strongly things here, but when you go on the real big show, you don't feel strongly
That's
about
a whole
anything.
Different set of arguments. You can be the big tough guy that you like to paint yourself as, so all the readers write in and say, oh, Big Tom is a tough guy.
I can't help they like me.
That scab just got scratched off. All right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. A little underlying hostility there or what? Nope. I mean, I'm sorry if some of that rubs you the wrong way, but I don't just go spouting off at the, flying off at the hip all the time.
That's your style.
You can do whatever way you want. So part of the reason why no one talks to us, by the way.
Oh!
Now, back to the guys. And that's no bullshit.
Oh.
All right. Back here in PFW in progress. The NFL draft is still in the, the fourth round might be over.
Green Bay's picking.
What do we got? Green Bay is the last choice in the fourth round.
Yep.
And then we'll be moving
to the fifth round.
To the fifth round. Things moving pretty quickly here this year with the NFL draft.
Dun, 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 dun. Go, Pack, go.
Not quickly enough for my liking.
So far, I'm in favor of the new change.
Me too.
You know, as far as we're concerned. I don't care about the television audience.
But, Fred, I think this has been the best draft in a long time as far as coverage, as far as time. I think everything's gone very smoothly this year.
Yeah, I would even be in favor of moving day two up to 9 o'clock. So, moving up a little. Anyway, Steve in Edmonton.
Says the guy who lives 5 minutes from the stadium.
Writes in webradio at patriots.com. He says, I live in a place that has 11 o'clock kickoffs. It is awesome. I can roll out of bed and turn on the Fox pregame show and munch my Fruity Pebbles. I lived for a year in Ontario, and I couldn't stand the 1 o'clock kickoffs. It's just too late in the day. It's probably different if you can go to a tailgate party or something. The only NFL game I've been able to attend was in Seattle. It was a 1 o'clock kickoff, 4 o'clock Eastern time, and that was great. I got up at 8:45, switched on Howie, Jimmy, and Terry, chilled for a bit. There are benefits to times everywhere, and if you say that Seattle doesn't have a fanatical following, you are mistaken. Anyway, you guys.
How long are we going here?
You guys are doing an amazing job.
Thanks.
I would like to know. Seattle does. We're talking about more California.
Yeah, when I say West Coast, I probably don't speak. That's not right. I mean California. L.A. I mean, there's a reason there's not a team in L.A.
San Diego wasn't known as the most raucous place in the world.
San Diego is constantly threatening to leave because they don't have a solid fan base. L.A. doesn't have a team, despite the fact that it's the second largest market in the country, and they're constantly trying to get them a team.
Which is amazing that
no one wants to go there.
Gone this long without them having a team.
Now, Seattle has a rabid fan base. I certainly wouldn't put them in the California comparison.
Jamiles is from New Paltz, New York. Tom, you know where that is?
Yeah. It's. I know a couple people who went to college there.
Okay.
What college is there?
SUNY New Paltz. It's one of those artsy schools.
Yeah. Eric, yeah, you know it.
Eric would have fit in great there. You can find a woman there, Eric.
Oh, really?
Or what he's looking for.
Or whatever you need.
It was reported today that Junior Seau says he has no plans to retire at the moment when asked about New England's selection of Gerard Mayo in the first round. Seau replied, it's all good. Seau says he's been in talks with the Pats but isn't sure if he's in the team's plans.
Where was this reported?
I don't know. Doesn't say. I think in a couple days when the team has to assign Mayo a number with 55, the only 50s number still available, if Mayo ends up with a number in the 90s or 40s, that means they are planning on bringing Seau back.
It'll go in the 90s. I'll almost guarantee it.
Otherwise, pretty typical Patriots draft, trading back, taking smart players who fit their system, stocking picks up for the future, and a curveball here and there, vintage Belichick Pioli.
What was the curveball?
I don't know, maybe some people think the quarterback's a little bit of a curveball.
Okay.
You don't?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe a little higher than I thought. Yeah,
third round.
Yep.
Yeah.
It sounds like the theme for the draft for the Patriots. Maybe a little higher than I thought. Hey, I like this comment. One reason teams threw at Will Height is because the corner on the opposite side of the field was better. That doesn't mean he has to give up touchdowns on every other play.
Plus, if you're your second best corner in college. You know, only the best of the best supposedly make it to the NFL, so you couldn't be the best of the best at your college. Ooh, Will Height.
Tom, not happy with Will Height.
No.
Plus another injury prone.
Round five has opened up, and the Detroit Lions have taken Kenneth Moore, wide receiver out of Wake Forest.
Pablo in New Mexico City says, Mayock liked the pick. Then again, we could have drafted Eric, and he would have liked the pick.
It's true.
Let's see, Iggy.
I know.
Oh. Iggy from Madrid says, are there any specialists in the kicking game we could take in the sixth round?
You mean in terms of like a return man?
There's a long snapper, Dave Bug, I think his name is. I mean, this guy can long snap, so Lonnie Paxson, watch your back or your backside.
Let's see. Steven writes in, one interesting thing I've noticed is that the Patriots are passing over players with greater athletic measurables who project well into their system for players with experience in that position. For example, the Patriots passed on Cedric Ellis, a great 4-3 one-gap DT who would project to a two-gap nose tackle. They passed on Keith Rivers, an athletic outside linebacker who projects to a 3-4 inside linebacker, and they selected Gerard Mayo, an experienced inside linebacker. They passed on Dan Connor, a very athletic outside linebacker who projects to inside linebacker, and they passed on Cliff Averill, a very athletic defensive end who projects to outside linebacker, and then they later selected Sean Crable, a player with experience as a big outside linebacker. Ellis and Rivers were rated higher, but neither has experience in the position they would play with the Patriots. Connor and Averill were rated higher, but neither has experience in the position they would play with the Patriots.
I don't know about the Ellis one, but I do think it's mildly interesting because we always talk about outside linebackers projecting inside in New England and defensive ends projecting to outside linebacker and their whole projection game, and they did draft two guys that played inside for an inside linebacker and outside for an outside linebacker.
Yeah, I would agree to a point, and I think that the Ellis one might be more accurate because you're definitely not envisioning what he's going to do as a 3-4 defensive lineman. So there's some uncertainty.
Oh, no.
But the other part of it, I don't necessarily hear your boy John David Booty.
Yeah, but the worst part is he might unseat my boy Tavares Jackson because he's already better and more polished than Tavares Jackson ever will be.
And he gets to play indoors with a small hands, Andy.
Oh,
might not be a big deal.
That's a steal for the Vikings.
John David
on the top of the
Booty
fifth
just
round.
Got chosen by the Vikings.
I think I just broke Andy's heart by telling him he played indoors.
That's a steal. Tavares Jackson's available by trade. Somebody should go get him.
I'm not sure I agree, though, with the Mayo-Rivers comparison because, and this is going by what Bill talked about yesterday, by saying basically the three linebacker spots in a 4-3 in college that these guys, and he said Mayo has played Sam, Will, and Mike. He's played all three of them. Those translate to the two off-the-line spots in the Patriots system, and I think the same can be said for Rivers. He's playing an outside spot, but he's played a spot that's similar to what he's going to play in New England, even though he didn't play middle linebacker the way Mayo did at Tennessee last year. I don't think there's that much, I don't think it's really that much of a difference. I think they liked Mayo better than Rivers. I think it's plain and simple, because they could have had either one of them.
All right. And I would be remiss if I didn't tell people that this is a very, very, very special day. One, Allison Casale writes in and just says, I wanted to send a special happy birthday to my husband, Tom.
It's your birthday?
Today is Tom's birthday.
Holy 35-year-old halfway to death loser.
Yep, today I just realized that that 18-year-old cheerleader I'm lusting after, I'm almost double her age.
Happy birthday.
But I got a nice wife at home in Allison. I got a great dog and that dopey basset hound Max. That's all I need. I'd like more money, but Fred has made it perfectly clear that that is not possible. So I'll take what I can get.
Happy birthday.
All along I was thinking he was just excited about the draft, and here we are. It's his birthday.
That's I'm not great. Excited about that.
That's great. You only made it 3 years without letting anybody know when your birthday was. Congratulations.
So did you get anything good for your birthday, Tom?
No, I don't really
Jonathan
like
Wilhite. Oh.
Yeah. I don't really like the whole birthday thing. Once you get to be my age, you just get another year closer to death. Then you throw in the diabetes, and I'll be losing a leg within the next 10 years. So
no pomp and circumstance for Tom on
the
birthday.
Toe goes first, doesn't it?
Depends. Sometimes it goes right up the leg. You know me. I'll lose the whole limb. I just hope, just
he'll look
not
funny looking with one.
I don't care about the legs, and I don't care about the impotence. Please don't let me go blind. My whole life revolves around watching TV. I'll have no reason to live.
It causes impotence.
I think it's already causing it.
Right, that was Wade.
Did
Wilson,
Allison
right?
email in about that?
Wade Wilson's excuse for taking steroids. Right.
Yeah.
Let's see. Todd writes in. Just watch Will Height's combine. He makes Wheatley look really good.
Wheatley looks good in the combine video I watched of him.
Well, he has blazing speed. I mean, I would imagine he'd be a guy that would wow you.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the drills. He changes direction very smooth.
And this is just one of those things, you know, hey, these guys got kids. They have lives. My job on Saturday is to sit in a chair and watch college football. And during that time, one of the things I've noticed is that number 24 for Auburn stinks. That happened to be Will Height, so that's just my opinion of the pick.
Well, Will Height, on Will Height, Doug from Blackstone says, Yahoo! Tom says he sucks, put him in the Pro Bowl. there are times when you've never heard of a guy and you wonder if he'll be any good. Tom clinched it, Hawaii, Yahoo! Here he comes. P.S. Just joking, Tom, he'll probably be saying paper or plastic before Thanksgiving.
Oh.
That's just me.
I say he gets at least a year out of IR.
Fred writes in, what a crappy pick in Will Height. I wish they drafted Barrett. Why is Nick still available? Isn't he a late third rounder? Please, PFW, take over the war room so that pick is so bad. Could we take the wide receiver from Michigan, Arrington? And why do you think Belichick suddenly is drafting so much need than before?
I think he drafts need a lot.
Yeah, I don't really think he is.
I have no idea.
And you want to see my tune turn, draft that Arrington. There's a guy that we really like, and I just think, you know, Michigan is a hard school to explain, and this is why my father picks the quarter. I said he's the only guy who thought Tom Brady would be good, because every year a Michigan quarterback comes out. My father calls him the steal of the draft because of the way Lloyd Carr uses it. But his thinking is right. Michigan only throws when they need to throw, meaning third and 12 or if they're down in the game. They're so used to the run, run, pass. You don't get a good feel for these guys. And I think Arrington, in the bowl game you saw against Florida when they knew they had to outscore and Carr had finally resigned, so he said, let's open it up. You saw a guy who could make plays, get down the field. He's a return guy. So in the 6th-7th round area, I think he makes a lot of sense.
Marco says the good thing about picking a short corner is that he gets abused all the time is that he'll have Ellis Hobbs to mentor him. A lot of sarcasm over that pick.
Nah.
Let's see. Strippers writes in and says Steven Spock got 4% of the snaps.
That's it?
I'm not buying that. That's a stripper-ism. I'll guarantee that that's not.
I would have gone 35% number of the offensive snaps.
Well, you know, take it up with strippers.
By the way, I've also noticed that the NFL Network has one commercial, Gatorade G2. I've seen Nomar Garciaparra and Mia Hamm about 500 times during the draft. Is that network not taking off, Fred?
What?
The NFL Network?
No, it's in the dumps.
The commercials are all. It's like watching PFW in progress.
Let's put it this
TV.
Way: I stopped watching it.
They're really fighting an uphill battle against these cable carriers until they have the audience. They're not going to be able to get the advertisers.
I'd go with Tom's theory. That really fell apart. I'll be on later.
That's true.
If I'm watching the TV, are you going to be on?
Yeah.
So I can run by and say
hi, Mom. Now we should tell our listener. What time is that going to be, Paul?
It's in the sixth round.
In the sixth round, NFL Network will have Paul Perillo. For the entire round?
I don't know exactly when I'm going to be on. They want me to go down there around the time that Dallas picks in the sixth round.
Call comes to us direct from the Worcester Telegram and Gazette.
All right.
I don't know why you insist on playing that, Gary. That's the only one that really bothers me. He calls me fat, bald, and every other name in the book. But
old.
Now, why does that
bother? Because you equate. What was the guy from the Worcester Telegram and Gazette, Fred?
Eric McHugh.
What do you know about him?
Plagiarist.
Eric McHugh?
No.
Who?
The guy from the Worcester Telegram and Gazette.
I don't know who writes for them now.
Ken.
Well, who was it?
Oh, Kent Powers.
And why is he no longer there?
Because he plagiarized.
Right. So I don't want to be associated with the paper.
Oh, I don't think that associates with you with that.
Well, I didn't work there ever, so...
Mike Reese worked there.
No, he didn't.
I thought he did. Oh, no, he worked for the Metro West Daily News.
I thought he did.
Okay. Let's see.
Bill Rizzuto, I thought he did.
I'll tell you what, I'm so confident they're going to win. If they lose, I'll let you shave it.
Yeah.
Is that a promise?
Yeah, it's a Paul Perillo promise.
Yeah, we never got it.
Fraud.
Yeah. It'll just fall out and it'll be the same thing.
I was going to say, you know 2 years, it won't matter.
I was a fraud. I'm defending the Patriots.
He still said he was going to go on the bus, you know, 10 years ago and sing.
I did that. No one was on the bus, though.
Oh, okay.
Interesting pick here for the Broncos. Ryan Torian, the running back from Arizona State. He's a guy I liked watching Pac-10. And, you know, the Broncos, Mike Shanahan will tell you, he can pick those running backs in the middle rounds here. So it'll be interesting to see what he adds to the team.
Hey, Hans and Franz, can you open a window?
No.
Strippers just sent me an email. I want an apology. He has the actual blog from Reese. At tight end, a position hit by injuries at different points of the year, Kyle Brady and Benjamin Watson both played 48% of the snaps. Marcellus Rivers, who is no longer with the club, chipped in to play 6% of the time, while David Thomas, 1%, had his season cut short by injury. Linebacker Mike Vrabel, 3%. Newly signed Stephen Spock, 4%. And offensive lineman Ryan O'Callaghan, 3%. Wesley Britt, 3%.
I told you he played more than O'Callaghan.
And Russ Hochstein, 1%.
Okay. Well.
So he played as much as the backup offensive lineman at that position.
No, he played more.
In other news, did you know it was 35 degrees out?
Fred just made me open a window.
It's not that cold, is it? It's
maybe
hot
not
in here.
Sitting up there.
I'm stuffy.
That's what Eric says.
Oh. Andy
is Eric
writes
here?
In.
Yes, I'm doing research.
Is Eric here?
Research on what?
None of your business.
Are you still writing that Mayo feature that you were supposed to write yesterday?
It was posted yesterday, Dumas.
Yeah, at 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Best 7-hour feature night. That you ever wrote.
What are you talking about?
He's on a site called photodate.com. Andy writes in, how is Jamie Silva not undrafted? This guy has a nose for the ball, always makes plays. Can the Pats get him?
The seventh round hasn't come yet.
Well done. Well done, Eric. And that's one of your Rhode Island boys, too.
I know. I want him to make it. I want him to get drafted. But it's a little too high for him right now. Okay. He'll get there. He'll have a chance.
And earlier, Martha said that she'll send us the best wings in around here anyway. She says it's from Conley's Pub and Grill.
I'll take it.
Okay.
But how are you going to get them here?
Well, you just have, I don't know. She said she's going to have them choppered in.
Well, I assume that was a joke.
I don't know. I don't know how she'll do it. Cab?
We don't really care as long as they get here, right?
Yeah, it's a long way from Watertown.
We're starting to get guys drafted that are not on the list.
No, that's not good.
What's G Valley State?
Grand Valley State.
Where's that?
Michigan, I believe.
Brandon Carr, cornerback, went to Kansas City from Grand Valley State.
That might not be right, Grand Valley State, Michigan. That might be Fort Valley State I'm thinking of.
Okay.
I don't know. One of them is in Michigan.
Wow. Ken Moll of Scouts Inc. is talking about me. Whoever gets Hart will be very pleased.
I agree.
I don't.
I just think when you get into that fifth round, sixth round area, you get a guy like Mike Hart. You know he's going to help your football team in some ways. Never going to be a starting running back. But if your running back gets hurt for a game or two, you throw Hart in there and take away the rest of the tread on that tire.
He will not be a great pro.
Let's see. Iggy from Madrid says Webster, Bryant, Lewis, Sanders, Terrence Wheatley, Will Height, Richardson. Wouldn't it have been easier to just pay Asante his money?
You could add those guys together in the next 20 on the depth chart, and they're not getting the money that Asante wanted.
So there you go.
And altogether, they won't make as many plays as Asante will this year.
Well, I don't know about that.
That was what they call a softball, Fred.
They may not need to make as many plays.
That's right. Now they got outside linebacker and Sean
right.
Crable, who can put pressure on the quarterback.
Let's see. John in L.A. has a Will Hyde question. Can Tom talk a little bit more in detail about what he sees in Will Hyde versus Tribble? Tribble.
Well, I see Tribble as more of a playmaker. And
Tribble.
You know, when teams used to play Boston College, they obviously wouldn't go after Tribble because he was one of the best players on the field. I'm just telling you, anyone out there that has a game of an Auburn game from last year, put it in the DCR or whatever you have these days.
DCR,
DVR,
and you'll see Will Hyde getting beat. And I'm trying to think of the game it was specifically. I can't remember. There was one game where he just got annihilated. It might have been LSU. I'm not sure. But if you watch an Auburn game, you will see him getting picked on. And he's one of those guys who I hate, like Ellis Hobbs, who gives you 15 yards of cushion and then gets beat deep. I don't. So what's the point? Like, what are you doing? You're not covering the short. You're not covering the long. That's why I don't really like him.
All right. Well, a lot of people were questioning this Will Hyde pick. Ken writes in, one, just because some of us can listen on weekdays doesn't mean we don't have jobs. I happen to be a business owner, live on the South California beach, and get to do whatever I want with my days. And I'm well under 35. Well, there you go.
When you own a business, don't work, and you're well under 35 and got tons of money.
How well under 35?
It's called drug dealer. No.
It's called drug.
I'd like to be well under 35. I know that.
Two, reason there are no fans on the West Coast, cities are so spread out there that there's no community of fans. Plus, we're all transplants. The sports bars I go to at 10 o'clock every morning during the season have more Pats, Browns, Steelers, Packers, and even Vikings fans than Charger fans. We're only an hour or two away, depending on traffic, north of San Diego. When I lived in Boston, I was in Kenmore Square, basically across the street from Fenway. It was impossible to escape the sports fever of Boston. In Orange County, everyone is from somewhere else. We all just spend our time surfing. Even fandom for the Angels is lukewarm. In short, no community equals no fans.
Yeah, that's interesting you said that, because I was watching an Angels game the other night, and I swear there was 500 people in the stands. And I always thought, you know, it's a good team, and I thought they drew fans. But I will agree with the transplant thing.
Transplant,
I think that's a big
huge
problem, because a lot of people out there are Red Sox and Yankees fans.
Yep.
But the other thing, too, is I still think the time with the TV mixed together has something to do with it, because here in the Northeast, we're just bred to watch games at 1 and 4.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's different when you tell people, well, you were out until 3 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. You got to get up at 8 to watch football. It's harder to do.
Plus, coaches say Sunday at 1. They don't say Sunday at 11.
Right. Ken writes in, let's talk about next year. I think the Patriots could trade both seconds and their first next year to move up the draft again and pick up one of the big linebackers that are supposed to come out. I get the feeling Belichick really expected a better selection this year and why they went after the 49ers pick this year, and I'm bored. So, anyway.
Here's the problem. You know, I think Maualuga next year, I was just looking at the linebackers coming out, and obviously you got a whole year to go, but he's going to be a top 6-7. He's going to be in that Willis. Now that you got Willis and Mayo going early like that, and I think he's a better prospect than Mayo.
Right, but if you trade, say, the 16th pick and 2 second rounders for a top 5 pick.
Okay.
If the Patriots have a bad year and are picking 16th, I agree they can get up. If they're where they should be, down at 30, as Paul said, like trying to move up, it's hard to move from 30 to 7. It's almost impossible.
All right. Well, with that, we're going to move to a break because it is 1:57, and we'll be right back.
4-0 New England. What an opening night for the Reds in front of their home fans.
For the New England Revolution. He's been a three-time champion, two-time Super Bowl MVP, and kicked off 2007 on a record pace.
Three touchdown passes in the first half.
Now, Tom Brady has signed official Patriots mini replica helmets, and you can get one free. Exclusively from the New England Patriots, this authentic mini helmet comes complete with chin strap, face mask, and Tom Brady's autograph. Perfect for every Patriots fan. To take advantage of this incredible one-of-a-kind offer, all you need to do is make qualifying transactions on your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa Visa card. Plus, with your card, you'll earn Patriots extra points, redeemable for once-in-a-lifetime Patriots experiences, pregame field passes, memorabilia, merchandise, tickets, and much more. Don't wait. Apply at PatriotsExtraPoints.com or call 1-800-NFL-9929 to get your Bank of America Patriots extra points Visa card and a free official mini replica helmet autographed by Tom Brady. Patriots extra points, because fans want contact too. Autograph new helmet limited to those making a qualifying purchase. See details at PatriotsExtraPoints.com.
A French fry, a barrette, a quarter, bottle cap, nickel dime penny, dog hair, paperclip, dog hair, three pennies, a quarter. So far, Jennifer sucked up 93 cents from under the floor mats and seats, and she's only on the driver's side. If she had enrolled in Keep the Change from Bank of America, every purchase she made with her Bank of America Visa check card would be rounded up to the next dollar, and the difference transferred from her checking to her savings. That earring she just lost forever, she bought it for $20.12. That would have put 88 cents into her savings, instead of having it sucked away. The opportunity to save with every purchase, every day. Bank of America. Bank of Opportunity. Open a checking account and enroll and Keep the Change today.
Member FDIC, patent pending.
Taylor on the turn, takes a touch, and buries it! 1-0 Rams! The sellout crowd in Foxborough rises to their feet. The Rams have the lead. Taylor Drummond just made 30,000 plus here at Gillette Stadium. Very happy.
2008 New England Revolution gear is here at the Revolution Pro Shop at Patriot Place. Located right next to Gillette Stadium, the Revolution Pro Shop has all of the official Revolution merchandise you'll ever need. Get the new 2008 home and away jerseys with name and number of your favorite player, or have one customized with your own name and number. Jackets, sweatshirts, hats, tees, and much more. With a huge selection of Revolution items for men, women, kids, and infants. The Revolution Pro Shop has something for everyone. The Revolution Pro Shop at Patriot Place is open 7 days a week and always available online at www.revolutionsoccer.net. Get the gear your favorite player wears on the field at the Revolution Pro Shop. And now, great moments in PFW in Progress history.
I could always eat your salad.
You want to eat my salad?
Gary, help!
That's another great moment from PFW in Progress.
All right, welcome back to PFW in Progress, hour three of our three-hour extravaganza. And the gang's all here, Andy, Tom, Paul, Fred, Eric. Eric's here, and Gary. And speaking of Gary, Amy, first of all, she reminds us that Eric Cartman did a nice intro for the Colorado football team when they were on national television. And, of course, he mentioned Wheatley. So if you want to look that up, it's on YouTube.
Very funny, you get it.
Eric Cartman, you might want to type in Eric Cartman, Colorado, or something like that.
Thanks, Fred.
Anyway, Amy also says, I love to hear Gary on the show yesterday, even if it was only for 5 minutes. I will make you a deal. If you let him host instead of Eric when Fred is away, I'll send in some pictures of me in my underwear.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm
uncomfortable.
That's almost worth firing you, Eric.
Maybe she should send in the pictures first to see if we want to see her in her underwear.
Yeah, that's why, Amy, I'll pass.
What are your measurements? You know, what do you weigh? Yeah. How tall are you? Chest size?
Has she sent pictures in the past?
She has?
I think she has. Know.
Well, okay.
I think I liked her.
What would you guys rather have?
If she hasn't, then I apologize.
People sending us lunch or women sending us pictures in their underwear?
Lunch. Naked pictures, I take over lunch, take lunch over.
I'll take lunch over anything because strippers hooks me up with all the other stuff I need.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Who's writing in here? Steven says, after the 0-1 Super Bowl season, the Patriots were dissatisfied with their receiving situation. They brought in Donald Hayes, Christian Fourier, and Cam Cleland as free agents and drafted Daniel Graham, Deion Branch, and David Givens, a complete overhaul focused on wide receivers and tight ends. Clearly, the Patriots focused their 2008 study on linebackers and cornerbacks. In free agency, they brought in Victor Hobson, Jason Webster, Fernando Bryant, Lewis Sanders. In the draft, they added Gerard Mayo, Sean Crable, Terrence Wheatley, and Jonathan Wilhite. I'm confident that the Patriots put the same attention and research into these picks as the selection of Graham, Branch, and Givens, all perceived as reaches, all players who overachieved and became contributors to their great run. So, Paul, why is that wrong?
To be honest with you, Fred, I have to plead ignorance here. I didn't hear a lot of that email, so I can't tell you that it was wrong or right.
All right. Anyone? But it's interesting. There's no doubt that, you know, even last year when the Patriots lost in the AFC Championship to the Colts, everyone came around and said, look, you know, Brady made lemonade out of lemons with his wide receiver core, and the proof of that was going out and rehauling, you know, revamping the receiving core and going out and being very aggressive and getting some wide receivers. I think this year, there's no doubt, and, you know, Belichick said it before, that they need to get speed on defense. And, you know, so far that's what they've done. They weren't happy with the speed on defense. And like we keep saying over and over again, when teams spread out the Patriots defense, they were at a disadvantage.
I love Teddy Bruschi.
We're right more often than people want to give us credit for. It's always in Bill we trust at the time. But this happened back in 2002, 2003 when the defense was old and slow and everybody said, oh, they need speed, and everyone denied it until Bill said in the offseason, we need to get some speed, and they went out and drafted defensive players.
Right.
Offensively, we said they had no receivers. They went out and got receivers. And this year we said the defense was old and slow and needed younger athletic players.
Yeah, I was at the game.
Bill admitted to it and drafted the
players. Right, and Bill trusts us. That's the bottom line. Bill trusts us.
You're stating a fact.
Right.
You're not making this up. Yeah, but it's not a fact to the fans at the time. It's only a fact afterwards.
I think most clear-headed fans agree with us.
There's no such thing as a clear-headed Patriots fan.
No.
Fred, I remember you agreed with me, Fred, at the time, but I took a lot of static for that. You know, the whole stance on the defense and the playoffs.
I backed you up.
And I just said that. I said, I know you agreed with me at the time. That's why I started it like that.
You didn't take static from me.
No, but I took a lot of heat.
You just said, Fred, you're great, basically, and he got defensive.
Yeah, you did.
He just doesn't listen.
You did. You don't listen to me at all. You just automatically assume. That's why you think I'm everything but Patriots.com.
Well.
You automatically assume.
That's because you hate the Patriots.
You automatically assume.
Well, you know what? Paul does not hate the Patriots.
I love the
Patriots. He hates Patriots fans.
I love the Patriots.
You don't like the fans.
I love the Patriots.
Maybe some of the coaches.
You're not a good fan.
I love the Patriots.
I can just see when Will gets to be, like, you know, playing competitive sports.
He'll love the Patriots, too.
Paul will be yelling at the other parents for standing up.
He says, Paul. I have to be... To give Paul credit, he does have Will dressed in Patriots gear all the time. Yep. So,
well, he gets it
because I love the Patriots. Spandex I do not get Patriots it for free. What kind of a thing is that to say? I get it for free.
I don't know.
I hope it's Flanders.
30% off.
They don't have anything any good down there. I checked.
I'm defending the Patriots, Fred.
Except the draft weekend.
Gary, you have that marked on the
tape? I love the Patriots. You have that marked on the tape, Gary?
You don't like Patriot fans.
I love the Patriots.
Again. Ryan writes in, does it make me rhymes with Jay or Hay to think that new quarterback is a good-looking guy? Or maybe we should ask Eric.
No, but it is interesting that Fred's girlfriend, who I won't name, but hangs around press conferences a lot and always saying, where's Freddie? Where's Freddie? Brought the bio over with the headshot and said, oh, this guy. Let's get rid of Brady. This guy's a keeper.
Oh, boy.
So the ladies already like Kevin O'Connell and Eric, too.
Now, I'm a little surprised that Allie Highsmith is still
available. Oh, no.
Have you said that before?
No, I said it when we're off the air.
Oh.
Here's a guy who made a ton of plays, and now you're in round five. That's one of those things where I guess I just don't get.
Let's be honest. Your evaluation skills are iffy at best.
Oh, I agree with
that. Candies.
I agree with that assessment. I'm just saying I'm surprised the guy who was so productive on an LSU defense that won the national title is still around in the fifth round.
I just don't understand football, I guess.
We're starting to sneak up on Andy Studebaker territory.
If he goes before Allie Highsmith, I'm out. I'm out.
Josh says, happy birthday, you no-talent ass clown.
Thank you.
Actually, that's from Sawyer.
We haven't heard from Sawyer in a while. And it's all over. Jason Shirley to the Cincinnati Bengals, who apparently will draft anybody with DT next to their name because this is about the fourth guy.
But can I just tell you, do they go out of their way to find the guys with the most character issues?
They rank them in order of suspensions last season.
You would think of any team.
Right.
Wouldn't just even if it was the wrong thing, they would not pick a guy with any sort of character issue at all.
They never will.
I'm convinced they don't know, Andy. I'm convinced they don't have any scouts and they don't know.
And that could be it. Their scouting department is so small, they probably don't know this guy's been suspended.
Yeah, but let's be honest.
Fred brought up the name. I Googled Jason Shirley, and 2 seconds later goes, Fred, great pick. He's got more suspensions than plays.
Yeah, you know why? Because Mike Brown's so cheap, they don't have the internet at the Bengals' place. They can't do that.
That's unbelievable. Of all the guys, you know, Herrera sucked, and I'm half kidding, you know, about Jason Shirley. Oh, Patriots should take him. I liked him. But for that team to take him is unbelievable. We're talking about Jason Shirley here going to the Bengals. That's unbelievable. Strippers has a good point. QB controversy in Green Bay. Booty, Brome, and Rodgers. I mean, that is interesting.
No, Booty went to Minnesota.
Oh, okay. Well, then what is he talking about? Strippers, what are you talking
about? Well, they did draft Brome.
Yeah, Brome and Rodgers is going to be an interesting battle. I mean, at least for, you know.
Until Rodgers gets cut.
Well, and yeah, as Tom pointed out yesterday, don't be deceived by the fact that Aaron Rodgers threw for 300 yards against the Cowboys.
I mean, no pressure on him. Guys were wide open. And I'm not saying he can't play. I just think people are putting too much stock into that one performance. Because I saw a performance against New England that was the exact opposite. God,
but he was a first-round pick just a couple of years ago. So,
yeah, I actually think they have two guys that they can't play, but that's just me.
No, Brom's going to be a good
player. I don't like Brom that much.
You're wrong.
Okay. Won't be the first time.
Fred, can I close the window?
No. Are you that cold, really?
I have nipless erectus.
Oh, come on. You should open up the window in the next booth. Let's see. Frank writes in.
I also have no interest in that.
From Winnipeg says he was going through a draft service website, and it said that Jonathan Wilhite was the third-rated cornerback in the SEC. What's up with that?
Well, you should not go to that website anytime soon.
Let's see here. SEC cornerbacks.
Out of where? Like SEC seniors or like what are you talking about?
Travis Jackson and Patrick Lee. He might be the third rated cornerback in that conference coming out. That doesn't mean that, you know, he's good.
Florida has nobody coming out. I know that.
I'm just going down the list of cornerbacks that have been drafted and none of them are SEC guys except for Travis Jackson.
Oh, then that might be true.
And Patrick Lee.
Okay.
But that's, I mean, if nobody comes out.
All right.
Am I missing one, Andy? Because I don't have the colleges next to them all.
Arkansas?
Which one was Arkansas?
Oh, he wasn't drafted, but Pro Football Weekly has Michael Grant rated ahead of him.
Okay, he's still available.
And Travis Jackson.
Okay. While you're looking at that.
I think that's about it.
I think it's Marge who offered us the wing. She says that her uncle, Stephen, what's that? Martha, her uncle Stephen Conley will hand deliver them.
Wow.
I love it.
And she'll said I'll throw out a couple of dates later to Gary. Make sure you're not double booked, and we'll also send a menu and we'll have to ask Stephen how well the tips travel. So,
that's excellent.
Yeah.
I love it. I love that this
Maybe
is
we could finally
out.
Get our sponsor.
It's branched out past crappy Papa Gino's.
Our food sponsor. Let's see. Strippers wants to know
Funny,
how about
I think Papa Gino's thinks they paid a lot of money to be that.
Funny, I see fullbacks going off the board, and your boy Schmitty's still available.
Who went off?
Jerome Felton.
Oh, that's a reach.
Strippers wants to know how about Fat Carl Nix in the fifth round? Anybody know anything about Carl Nix?
Oh, he's a biggin.
Oh, that's the guy I like because I saw him take Ellis and throw him around for Virginia Tech.
He's not a bad player and decent value at this.
I was going to say 121 on NFL Draft Scout, so that's pretty good value.
Bernie from Maynard, enjoy the show. So far, I have mixed feelings about the Patriots draft. I feel good about the Mayo picks. Still scratching my head about the Wheatley and Wilhite picks, and not sure what to think about the Crable pick. Could be good, or it could be just another guy. I do like the trade of their 69th pick for the 160th pick. This year and a second-round pick next year. My pre-draft prediction had the Pats taking Durant Brooks, punter from Georgia Tech, in the fifth round. They really do need a better punter. What do you guys think of him as a fifth-round pick for the Pats?
Well, I don't want to draft kickers or punters.
Plus, I agree. I kind of agreed with that before they signed Player. I don't know if they're going to have three punters in camp.
Yeah, I mean, I know that they drafted Gostkowski in the fourth round 2 years ago. I would rather not have to draft. I would rather not have to waste draft picks on kickers. And I know the importance of the kickers.
Yeah, I'd much rather have a kicker than a punter.
But I just think you can get one without having to do that. The majority of the kickers in the league are not drafted. So.
Eric, don't you have something to add on this?
No, I agree with you. I wouldn't take a kicker or a punter.
Well, they
draft.
Did get Scott Player in the offseason.
Yeah, but
boy, oh boy,
you know,
he's a player.
He's a player hater.
And I mean, you can grab a kicker as a priority free agent after the draft. I don't think you need to waste a pick on one right now. There's no one in this draft I would like enough to do that.
I know from experience, dude.
Who's the top kicker in this draft?
I think the kid Art Carmody from Louisville.
Taylor Melhoff.
Taylor Melhoff.
Art Carmody.
They have that Alexis.
Good night, everybody.
Kid from Oregon
State.
Just
had a boost of energy. Art Carmody.
Brandon Cotu is pretty good too.
Yeah,
the
Georgia
like
kid.
Yep. Yeah.
But I mean, nobody. Really
he won that skills competition they had on ESPN. I think he kicked.
Be careful with those. Fell in love with Chad Jackson on that show.
Oh. let's see. Rick from Jersey. I'm listening to you on my computer. Are you guys on a long tape delay? I'm happy with the pick so far. I viewed Mayo on several occasions, and I love the pick. It's not a tape delay. It's the latency of the Internet.
There is no latency of the Internet, Fred.
Yes, there is.
No, there isn't.
Maybe out here there is.
No, there might be if the person doesn't log in live exactly at noon or something. But we had a guy call, Fred. Excuse me. We had a guy call on the phone, and I could say something, and the second later hear it through his phone. It's actually quicker than the radio when you hear people and they yell, turn your phone down. We're quicker
than that.
But there's a 7-second
delay.
That's intentional.
But you happen to be on what – it just depends on where they are and where they're being routed from and what servers are doing what. It varies. It can be –
Okay. Well, then don't say it's a
blanket
of the Internet everywhere.
Ferrero is going to get so upset.
Look,
I was going to say, you've really got an argument about this?
Dumb. If a guy has a delay, it's because of the latency of the Internet. We are not on a tape delay.
You know what I got out of this argument? We should start using the word dumb more. That's underused.
Alvin Bowen.
Like Pacific 10?
Yeah, Pacific 10. That's just stupid.
I thought we were going to have an Urban Dictionary. Okay.
C. Dick.
Let's see. Another reason why Orange County doesn't follow the Angels. This is from Martha again. She says, maybe it's the worst park of the majors. Last year, I paid $28 plus parking for an obstructed seat in the last row of right field. And one more Pat's question. Where has Robert Kraft been? He needs to man up and address the nation. Wow. What is he going to – we heard him during the owners' meetings.
He was at the draft party, wasn't he?
I guess he addressed them there. But what are we waiting to hear from him about? I would like to know.
Spirituality.
Gary's future employment.
Well, we'll see him in a day or two when they have the
special
Gerard Mayo pick come in. And
Terrence Wheatley.
And we
do special picks.
They might even bring Kevin O'Connell in because he was a quarterback, and that's a special pick.
I got a feeling Bill put the axe on that one.
By the way, Amy says she has sent in pictures today. I'm looking at one in her pink bra.
I thought so. You can keep those. I'll take the food.
Oh, Paul.
That was a little Tom-like right there. I'm sorry.
You may want to reconsider, Paul.
I like.
You may want to reconsider.
Eric likes the guy she's with.
Oh, see now.
Jackpot.
He looked like your type.
So, Amy, we got a first glimpse of Amy, or actually not a first one, but a reminder of Amy in her pink little nice bra.
Well, take it all off and I'll reconsider.
Bra. Now, Fred, if you
she's hot
back,
too.
If you came back in your next life as a bra, would you want to be Amy's bra?
No.
Oh.
I want to be Pam Anderson's bra.
Well, Pam Anderson will be dead, so she'll be something different.
Oh, okay. Well, I won't know who it's going to be alive at that time.
So you might have to be like Miley Cyrus's bra.
All right. How about Lindsay Lohan? She's still young.
Yeah.
Okay.
You wouldn't mind rapping.
Yeah, but how much longer is she going to be around?
I don't know. At the rate she's going,
I got
not
the
over long.
Under at 3 years.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. She's cleaned it up. She went to rehab.
I'm going to ask a live draft chat question on ESPN.
Oh, boy. Tom's getting involved in a chat. That's it for him. Tom and these online things don't mix. He usually gets himself into trouble.
Carlton Powell.
He'll be banned in another 10 minutes.
Let's see. John in L.A. says, I'll give that one emailer Deion Branch and David Givens, but Daniel Graham? We picked him up in the top 25 of the first round. He did not overachieve. In fact, it's arguable he underachieved.
It's not arguable.
It's not
he underachieved.
No argument. Yeah.
He was supposed to be a playmaking tight end that they traded up to get, and he became a blocking tight end.
Is this the guy that Fred asked me, how am I going to disagree with that? And I wasn't paying attention
right,
to the email.
Exactly.
Now I know why you asked me that, Fred.
Right.
Yes, I would agree with Andy and Eric.
Patriots.
And I liked Daniel Graham a lot, by the way.
Patriots have the best-looking quarterback, says Strippers, Castle, Brady, and O'Connell.
Castle's out, so you have to go Brady, O'Connell, and Gutierrez.
So gay.
I've submitted my question.
What was it?
I'll let you know if it pops up.
It won't.
It was asking about Allie Highsmith and why hasn't he been drafted yet.
Let's see. Todd says, Paul stopped being a Patriots fan the day Belichick made the decision to give Brady the job over Bledsoe.
No, it was much after that.
No, I think it was around then.
No, it was much after that.
Okay.
2003.
Let's see.
Paul celebrates the anniversary. No every year.
Yeah, he's got it marked on his calendar.
July 27th, 2003.
Okay, so you admit you're not a Pats fan.
No, I'm making a joke.
Jeez.
A little bit of
truth. Saying Drew. They love me everywhere I go.
By the way, it was well after Bledsoe was no longer part of the Patriots.
Okay. Let's see. Brian writes in, my choice for the Patriots annual late-round selection of a USC backup is linebacker Thomas Williams. He fits the Patriots profile as a versatile player with time at all three linebacker positions, a standout on special teams, and even had a few starts at fullback.
Yeah, let's get more USC backups. They seem to be working well for the team.
Andy, when did you write the story on Tyrone Poole in training camp?
I don't know.
You know about the pending retirement of Tyrone Poole when he was contemplating retirement?
And
by the way, that's the answer to the previous
question.
Wasn't
that 5 years ago?
Gary's
2003.
Brian also says you need to adjust my microphone because there's no bass in my voice.
No, that's just
Fred has no stones.
No, I have a lot of bass in my voice. So
don't you speak from the diaphragm?
I do.
Is that what you told me to do?
Is your diaphragm massive?
Voice and articulation classes at Emerson College.
One of those warm-up exercises I'm sure they taught you.
What, stretching out?
Yeah, do one.
No. Let's see. Ravi writes, is there any chance the Pats could take yet another cornerback if Tribble is still on the board?
Why not? The last one they took might not make the team. Chance they take another linebacker, too. NFL Draft Scout site sucks on draft weekend. Isn't that a bit ironic?
What are you looking for that for?
Nothing but the best from the Sports Exchange.
What are you looking for?
Talking to the mic.
Well, I was talking to Paul, not the
wow.
listeners.
Wow, he can hear you if you're talking to the mic.
In this,
Hightower this go? I yep. told you, that's the real best player from Richmond in this draft, by the way.
Not according to the draft experts.
I'm just telling you.
All right, so
it's not surprising he went to Arizona.
Yes, the draft is still going on, and Arizona, with the 14th pick in the fifth round, took Timothy Hightower, running back out of Richmond. Patriots are
player,
sitting
Fred.
At 25, so we've got about 10 more picks. So we get to the Patriots.
Are we going
to
make it?
I think so.
I say we do an extension.
We got to stay on for the Patriots.
Oh, 10 times 3 is 30, and it's 221, so we're well within our time here.
It's 5 minutes
five
per
minutes
pick.
Per pick.
10 times 3 is 30.
So 10 times
oh, it's
five
only 10.
Is 50.
It's 5 minutes per
oh,
pick.
Oh, it's 5 minutes. I thought it was 3 minutes now. No?
Times the draft
five
start.
Minutes.
5 minutes, okay.
But we should still be right
we'll
there.
Just
we
stay
might
on.
Be. We might be.
It was my understanding that there would be no math.
Yeah, we should make it. 40 minutes... Maximum with 55, we should make it.
Victor from Sweden says, first off, great show yesterday as usual. Not listening to the live stream, so I don't know how much you've discussed the possibility of taking Goff with the 160th pick. Does PFW draft expert Tom Casale think it's a wise to draft another middle linebacker, or should they go in another direction?
It depends on their value system. I think Goff would be a good pick in the 5th, 6th round area for any team. I expected that's where he would go. He doesn't have that great speed. But I think a 3-4 team specifically, he kind of reminds me of Brandon Seiler last year, where you kind of thought he'd go in that 5th to 7th round area. Seiler made the team as a backup and special teams player. I think that's what you're looking for right away with Goff.
All right. Chris writes in, the Sports Nation poll on ESPN. The question is, will the Patriots go 16-0 again? I love
no.
it. I love it. I find those polls very insightful.
It's so ridiculous.
Yes.
Okay. Strippers is right. ESPN had Green Bay taking Booty, but we know that's wrong because he went to the Vikings.
Talk about tooting his own horn. Well, that Strippers is on board, huh? You could be a PFW crew member.
No, my ESPN has Minnesota taking John Booty.
Wow, and Martha really upset with Robert Kraft says that, you know, while they were in the run, you heard him all the time, and then after 18-1, he disappeared. And he really could have helped us pull
Fred,
the
what
nation.
Do you think about that?
I mean, I didn't see him before that. I mean, he's not the kind of owner that's like in the headlines a lot.
He's not?
No, he doesn't do press conferences or things like that, does he? I mean, when's the last time he did one that was, you know, other than draft day or something like that?
At the owner's meetings, I would say.
Well, yeah, the owner's meeting. But, I mean, you know, before 19 and 18 and 1, I'm talking about. You know, Belichick is the face
of
the
now, Fred,
team.
I'm confused. Rooting for the Cowboys, isn't the owner supposed to be on right after the first draft pick so you could explain why you took the guy
well, exactly. And exactly my point.
Yeah, but he's the GM, too.
You know, so I don't know.
Owner slash GM.
Yeah, that's a good rule to live by for an NFL fan. The less you see of your owner, the better.
That's right. I think, you know, you have to hire people that know more than you about football.
It's a very complex proposal. I really don't
tell you one thing. We got to get this Packers team out of here. Every time they're up, they use the full 5 minutes.
Mark writes in, and he's from Chester. I don't know, where is Chester?
PA?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, it's in England.
Oh.
And this is the first time I've emailed. I've been listening to PFW for about 5 months now, and cheers, guys, for keeping abreast of those Patriots all over the world. Anyway, enough posterior licking. Now that the Pats unexpectedly drafted Kevin O'Connell, this surely must have Matt Castle worried. Shame for Castle, really, because he and Wes Welker made a good partnership on PFW the other week. Still, I guess that's what you get for playing crap against Miami when they went 1-15 that last season. I'm still pissed we missed out, in Tom's words, the beast that is Golston, but at least we managed to get, in Tom's words again, the beast Mayo. I think Tom knows his stuff, though, and it worries me just as much that the Bolts managed to get their teddy bear throwing mitts on Kaysen, too. Still in Belichick we trust, and on the first day of rookie camp in June, I'm sure he'll be shouting at the top of his voice, "How do I reach these kids?" P.S. Matt Walsh can go kiss Eric's veiny. I can't say that.
You want to eat my salad?
It's a good thing you didn't have show prep. You might have read that.
That's right. I can't read that.
You got show prep?
All right, webradio@patriots.com. What are you doing, Andy? What are you writing?
Sports Exchange.
Oh, boy. That's great. Thanks for being involved in the show. Tom, what are you doing?
I'm just waiting for the next pick to come up.
Waiting for Tom's comment on the live chat on the Draft Center.
I can't get on.
DraftCast on ESPN.com. It won't come up.
Oh. And, Eric, are you blogging?
Yes.
What are you blogging?
I would put up something about who's available that we all liked or with local products that are available. And
Tom, there was a wide receiver late that I thought, this is what got Andy on his little Casey Dick rant over there. Marcus Monk.
Yeah.
You know, wouldn't that represent value, you know, down at this stage of the draft?
Tremendous value. He's, what, 6'6"? The only year I saw him play at Arkansas, he was injured, and then I think was he kicked off the team or something? Something happened.
Well, I didn't know he had serious off-field concerns.
Or he left the team. I don't want to say kicked off because I don't know if it was anything like that. But that team, you talk about a team that can't throw the football. They can't throw a forward pass. And a lot of their offense down the field was just throwing the ball up to Monk, and he would come down with it. So as a seventh rounder or as a priority free agent, I would definitely take a shot with him. You just don't get too many 6'6 guys who can run.
Fred, the other thing,
one of my boys just went off the board, Okam. Frank Okam.
I loved him.
Yeah.
Another thing I just put up was about the Bears pick a few minutes ago, that Zach Bowman from Nebraska.
Yes.
Tom and I were talking about this during the break. He was one of those guys that had some serious attention from the Pats. He actually kept a diary online about it. Not about just the Pats, but about his experience. And there was one entry he had that went on for a few paragraphs about how the Pats had met with him and watched a lot of film, and they broke down stuff with him. And he had some injury problems at Nebraska, but he was another one of those 6'1", 200-pound corners who, like the Terrell Thomas kid from USC, we all kind of thought would be interesting because he's bigger than you might think, and yet they went with the 5'9 guy again with Will Height. So, you know, the Pats had a chance to get Bowman. They could have taken him and not Will Height, but they chose the shorter, quicker guy, it looks like, as opposed to the bigger one. So I'm a little surprised with that.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a break. The Patriots are about, 25 minutes away from making their fifth-round pick, and we'll be right back.
When you you got a lineman-sized hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Wild and hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, DeMille's Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Food Master, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's, and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine, and Associate Grocers of New England, and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday. He's been a three-time champion, two-time Super Bowl MVP, and kicked off 2007 on a record pace.
Three touchdown passes in the first half.
Now, Tom Brady has signed official Patriots mini replica helmets, and you can get one free. Exclusively from the New England Patriots, this authentic mini helmet comes complete with chin strap, face mask, and Tom Brady's autograph. Perfect for every Patriots fan. To take advantage of this incredible one-of-a-kind offer, all you need to do is make qualifying transactions on your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card. Plus, with your card, you'll earn Patriots extra points redeemable for once-in-a-lifetime Patriots experiences, pregame field passes, memorabilia, merchandise, tickets, and much more. Don't wait. Apply at PatriotsExtraPoints.com or call 1-800-NFL-9929 to get your Bank of America Patriots extra points Visa card and a free official mini replica helmet autographed by Tom Brady. Patriots extra points, because fans want contact too. Autograph only helmet limited to those which are qualifying purchase. See details at Patriots extra
4-0 New England! What an opening night for the Reds in front of their home fans.
The New England Revolution are back, and 2008 season tickets are on sale now. Don't miss exciting matches against conference rivals DC United and the New York Red Bulls, Cuauhtemoc Blanco and the Chicago Fire, and the Revolution's first ever appearance in Superliga, featuring the best teams from Major League Soccer and Mexico. Revolution season tickets also guarantee your ticket for David Beckham and the Los Angeles Galaxy. This event sold out last year. Don't get shut out. Order season tickets today. Call the Revolution Ticket Office at 1-877-GET-REVS or log on to revolutionsoccer.net for tickets, game information, and everything else New England Revolution.
What a goal!
All right, breaking news. The Patriots have just moved up in the fifth round. They're now sitting at 18, and they're on the clock.
Boy, they really wanted Mike Hart.
Well, we'll see. Now, I still have them listed on the 25th pick, so I don't know if they actually had to give up that other pick. So we'll see what happens here.
They're usually a little late. There's a latency in these, Fred. I don't know if you know. It's on the internet.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, now the Patriots are on the clock.
What do we got here?
What a ball buster.
Josh Barrett?
The Patriots are going to do with this 18th pick Carl in the fifth round.
I say it's a guy we've never heard of.
Well, that's
so it's a guy we've never heard of.
Geno Hayes?
It'll be an offense or defensive lineman. We don't know.
How about Jamal McLean?
That would be about two rounds too high. Did I just say that we wouldn't know the guy?
Dumb Dago?
Jamal McLean?
Well, this is interesting because obviously, you know, the Patriots in moving up have an eye on somebody.
Must be Ali High.
Who is it? Let's see what happens.
Carl Nix, tackle.
Tom, do you see anything on the TV that can give you an indication of what's going on?
Jerry Jones is on TV.
Jerry Jones in his war room.
I think it's Ali Highsmith, linebacker, LSU.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Vince Hall.
I love Vince
Simeon Castile.
That's who it is?
No.
We all said names. Is that who it is?
I just said it like Andy Hart.
Fred, you got one? Throw a name out there.
I got nothing.
Oh, our lads doesn't go into the fifth round?
No, that's it. How about, let's see.
Roy Schooning?
Barry Richardson, offensive tackle out of Clemson.
That Schooning guy, Andy, might be the highest value on NFL Draft Scout remaining. 66.
They picked because the Falcons are on the clock on TV.
Falcons are on the clock, so the Patriots do have a selection, but it hasn't been announced yet.
Yeah, the Patriots
on TV,
picked. Or on
ESPN.
The Patriots picked.
The Patriots have picked.
Yeah, because
hey, is that a new Slater, kid or something?
Wide receiver, UCLA.
Matt Slater. Okay, let's scramble.
Never heard of Billy Bear.
Hey, is that a new kid or something?
I think I know who he is if I can see him. I believe he's
another one of our kind of receivers.
Wes Welker?
Caucasian, I believe.
I've never heard of him.
Our lads doesn't list him.
Then I don't like him.
Does anyone have a picture of Matt
and they
Slater?
Did not, Scouts Inc. did not have him as one of the 10 best receivers available.
Oh, yes, boy. and he's not Caucasian.
He is not even on the list of wide receivers that we're going to get to.
6 feet, 198.
Do you know what number you
number 18. Number 18. I'm on the UCLA football website.
I'm trying to envision him. I can't. What was his numbers last year?
It's not good. They don't have any 2007 stats for him.
Like the position that they drafted. I'm not sure player was the best.
Here's
available.
The problem with UCLA, and Paul, you probably remember this. They were down to their fourth-string quarterback last year. Everybody got hurt, and that was the game Notre Dame won. Remember, it was like 23-3 when they had that losing streak. You talk about a bad offense. They couldn't do anything last year, and then Olsen came back late in the season for the final couple games. So it's hard to get a read on the receivers from last year because they simply could not throw the football. They actually had, at one point in the season, they had to move a receiver to quarterback, and they were basically running a single wing where he just took it and ran.
Not that it matters for the Patriots pick here, but to play off of that too, Tom, did you happen to see that their two quarterbacks got hurt in spring practice, had to be taken off the field?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Yeah, they're going to be out, for, you know, both of them with significant injuries, but that they should be able to play for the season, but they'll be out for like 2 months.
So I think for Matt Slater, we'll have to go back 2 years. So does anyone have the numbers from 2 years ago?
And you know
also
what, Tom?
Have to go to the second page of past the 50th player on wide receiver rankings on NFL Draft Scout.
UCLA's football site has him listed as a free safety. So,
okay, so
there's some
discrepancy. Really?
A lot of intrigue here. But the Patriots moved up to get this guy. So
that's interesting.
It's an athlete they like.
Very
they see an athlete they want, they go get him.
By the way, they did have to give up their other fifth-round pick because Tampa Bay's now sitting in the 25th spot. So the Patriots
hopefully they had to give up their sixth-round pick, too.
Well, we'll see. I don't know.
Hey, throw in a seventh.
Well, we haven't got the details of the trade yet. Sawyer writes in, yesterday I had you guys playing while watching TV. My wife finally said, I know you think these guys are funny, but they really don't give much information.
Hey.
That pretty much sums up you guys. Wow.
I used to like you, Sawyer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty good observation.
Do we have any Bruin fans out there that can give us my memory can't go back to 2 years ago. I just remember watching UCLA and thinking, wow, they can't get a yard through the air, so it's not helping me this past season. Anyone that follows UCLA football, give us some information on this guy.
Maybe Sawyer's wife, since she's so smart.
Yeah, why don't... Mrs. Sawyer, why don't you email in?
Wow.
You're not good for anything.
Well, you really hit a nerve there, Sawyer.
Even the things wives should be good for.
Really hit
a nerve. Oh, Andy.
Cooking, sex.
You know, right. Now...
I got an article here from some paper out there on the West Coast from September of 07, so just this past football season. He looks like he started his career as a wide receiver, then switched to corner, then moved to safety. Now it looks like he's back to wide receiver again, so he's bounced around a little bit.
Not according to NFL Draft Scout.
So would we give up there, Gary?
They just announced that, but I didn't hear it.
So the Patriots gave up their 6th and 7th round pick, and they have...
one pick left?
They
just picked
at
153.
Only one pick left. Wow.
So they must have got another pick from...
Who'd they trade with?
From Tampa?
They must have.
And gave them their 6 and 7.
Okay. Let's see. Where do we go to next? Raymond says, how about trading the highest of our second round pick next year for Lito Shepherd?
Sure.
What do you guys think?
That's not bad. What do you guys think?
Would the Eagles do it?
Well, we get back to the same issue.
I think the Eagles would take that.
Trading for somebody to pay them a lot of money.
You don't like that.
Well, a next year second rounder for
I'm intrigued by this Matt Slater pick.
Me too, if I can find him.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think Andy's right in that. With all the work they've done to kind of pick up some extra defensive backs, I'm not sure that they want to pay someone like Lito Shepherd, but I'm just in terms of that trade being fair value, I think that probably is.
Okay, here's what the article says. This was in September of this past season. A senior who's now a backup safety, Slater has emerged as a force on special teams as a kick returner for the 11th-ranked Bruins, 2-0. I finally found my niche, said Slater, one of the most respected locker room presences on the team. In my mind, special teams is about relentless effort. I thought about all the hard times I've been through here and said, now I have a chance. Let me make the most of it.
So he's a safety.
Yeah, he's a safety on NFL Draft
Scout. So this guy is replacing Izzo.
No.
Okay.
He's replacing no one until he wins a job on the team. 5'11", 195.
Thomas Williams just went.
4'4", 4'40". He was a riser, according to NFL Draft Scout, but still the 26th rated free safety and about 10 slots out of the draft, according to them.
And Ryan from Virginia writes in and says that Matt Slater is Jackie Slater's son.
Oh, okay.
That's interesting.
Wasn't Jackie Slater huge?
That USC backup linebacker just went, Thomas Williams, to Jacksonville.
Oh, nice.
All right.
I like what they're doing down there.
All right. You know, can we talk about the Slater pick a little bit here for a second? Based on what you guys just read to me, what is the reason for trading up in the fifth round for a guy who wasn't going to get drafted?
Get rid of your picks.
Okay, it gets better here, Paul. In 2005,
better get a lot better.
I mean, better as far as intriguing, maybe not better. Better in 2005, he sustained a stress reaction, it says, in his left leg and missed the early part of the season. In 06, with the Bruins desperately needing secondary depth, he moved to corner but was limited by a shoulder injury and briefly considered giving up football to run track. I was being facetious.
Oh.
So this is really bizarre.
I say they want to dump picks.
He was so desperate.
Why don't you just dump him?
He was so desperate to get on the field and do anything to contribute to the team, Jackie Slater, a longtime Rams star, said by phone. He wanted to do it with his God-given ability, which is his speed and his tenacity.
Andy, you know what I'm saying? You could make that same trade, but yet pick a guy who, you know, actually had a chance to be drafted.
It's an odd pick. I mean, especially like Paul said, to move up.
Is it 2007 again?
I'm stupefied.
I mean, I just don't think it may, I mean, I understand the theory. They don't really, maybe they don't like anybody else, so we want to get rid of some picks, but you can do that and still pick, say, Allie Highsmith there.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, or you know, someone, Kellen Davis, a tight end.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I thought it was going to be one of those name guys.
Let me ask you guys this. Do you think people like a Jimmy Johnson, a Bill Belichick, who are so good at doing stuff like this, do you think sometimes they try to get too cute, too smart? You know, like they see this guy and they think, you know, here's an athlete. Like, I'll give you a perfect example. Leon Lett turned out to be a pretty good football player. They drafted him because they saw him dunk a basketball. Right. That, to me, that's bad drafting. They got lucky. And then Johnson gets all the credit. But that could have just as easily been a terrible pick. And I just wonder if guys like that sometimes think they're so smart that they can make picks like this. I don't know. But Dennis Dixon just went to who?
Pittsburgh
Steelers, baby.
Best draft. Who knows how to use athletes, too? Well, Antoine Randall, the other one, the homosexual quarterback.
Well, I'm not sure exactly when Bill Belichick will be doing his press conference today, but it'll be sometime after.
You know, sometime the best team doesn't win sometime.
This thing is all over, and you'll be sure to want to get on Patriots.com and listen to that live, because I'm sure a lot of people are going to be asking questions about this pick.
I'm not so sure of that.
No. Matt Slater is a special teams speed gunner, kick return specialist, appeared in all 13 games last season, excelled in kick coverage, specializing on big hits on kick returners to help minimize kick return yardage.
So Willie Andrews.
Yeah. So we had the best kick coverage unit in the league this year, or one of the best, and we moved up, gave up picks, and drafted a guy who wasn't going to get drafted to play on kick coverage. Wow.
Andy, you're going to love this quote.
I don't get it.
You're going to love this quote. Matt Slater might be the best special teams player ever in the history of football, said UCLA punter Aaron Perez, who was at first skeptical of having Slater as a gunner but was convinced after one play. I'm going to go out on a limb to say that, but the kid will go from returning a kick three plays later, go out and bang someone playing gunner.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you why I don't like the pick. This is not good news for my boy Bubba Ventrone.
Okay.
Wow.
So,
List's biggest athletic thrill to date is turning a disappointing senior track season around with a second plate finish. This guy's a loser.
What is going on here?
Very interesting. Patriots going out of the box here.
Does anyone know the trade exactly?
He does style his play after his hero, Isaac Bruce.
They're announcing it. I can't do that. This is the radio.
But we could actually give him some information.
I know, but I can't have dead air. All right, Tom's going to go out and find out what the elements of the trade is.
He was He was all Pac-10 or all Pacific 10 conference. First team coaches, kickoff returner.
Okay.
He's a special teamer. That's all he is. He's a special teamer, and that I can't say anymore.
He must be an awful good special teamer.
Is this do you think this is another one of the cases like last year where they just don't want to make many picks anymore?
And
they
said just that, you dumb Dago.
No, I'm...
But just trade out and get for next year. I mean, why trade up, you know?
I don't like this guy's, you know, you think of a great special teamer as being gritty and hardy, and this guy was thinking about quitting the game. He missed time with turf toe and stress fracture in his left leg. I don't like it.
That's
a bad pick.
Tom's back. What do you got for us?
According to Rich Perillo, he said that they traded their 6th and 7th, and they swapped the 6th with Tampa Bay, so they still have one pick left in the 6th round, which is Tampa Bay's.
Okay.
All right.
Let's see. Todd says, if Kevin O'Connell busts, you should fire Eric and give Tom a raise. Third round is a little high for a quarterback. Should we be concerned about Brady's shoulder?
Should be concerned that he's not here.
Tom's going to be fine.
I don't know where Tampa picks in the 6th round because they sure they made a trade somewhere.
Okay.
So. Let's see. Leo says, and I don't know where he gets this from, you think they took Matt Slater because Dimitroff with Atlanta was eyeing him as well and the Patriots knew that?
But
I don't know.
He's a special teams guy that maybe didn't want to play football a year ago.
Marge doesn't like it. She says that the Pats' brain trust obviously have a plane to catch.
That's what it feels like.
I have to say that over the last couple years, there have been some weird picks. This is the craziest of them all. Would you guys agree? Like, this is the weirdest. 5th round, a guy who not sure what position he plays.
Remember when they used to get guys named Tom Brady and David Givens late in the second day of the draft? Now they're just giving the picks away willy-nilly, as Paul Perillo would say.
But even a guy... Let's not go with the guys that really panned out that were, you know, obviously huge picks, but like a Tully Bantakane.
Willie Anderson.
Guy who's still in the league 5 years later as a 7th-round pick. That's a good 7th-round pick. Willie Andrews, that's a good 7th-round pick.
This guy could be a decent – I mean, he could be Willie Andrews.
He could, but you have to trade up to
Did they
him?
Trade up to get Willie
Certainly
Andrews?
It doesn't seem like he was Willie Andrews in college. Willie Andrews was a stud defensive player at Baylor.
That's true.
Well, this guy was a stud.
He was an all-everything safety. A special teamer. That's all he did. At the college, he wasn't even good enough to play a player.
If you can only do one thing, you better do it really well.
But he wasn't even good enough to be a player at the college.
Don't most people come to the NFL and become special team players? I don't think they start it in college.
Oh.
Oh, for God's sake.
Very interesting. Okay, Michael from Madison, Wisconsin.
You're vile. Who cut the cheese.
What do you guys
I want to know who cut the cheese.
What do you guys know about Mike Hart from Michigan? Would he be a good pick for the Patriots, especially at this point? I'm a bit surprised that they have not looked for a backup running back to Maroney given his injury history. I'm also concerned that they have not yet addressed the O-line at all, which was one of the keys to their downfall during the Super Bowl.
I'll give you a guarantee. I'll give you a personal guarantee right now. Gary, start recording. Mike Hart will play more years in this league than Jackie Slater Jr., whatever the guy's name is. You can mark that down.
Really going out on a limb there.
Put it down right now. So there you go.
Because my guess is Mike Hart only has to play one game to play more in this league than Jackie Slater Jr.
Wow.
Because Jackie Slater Jr. might give up football.
Or
hurt his
I don't
toe.
Think that backup running back is a need. And I don't
Sammy
think
Morris is still on the roster.
And I don't think offensive line is a need. They played poorly in the Super Bowl, but I don't think that's a need.
But apparently, core special teamer in college was a need.
Yes.
Well, that's
sometimes.
What I'm saying.
When the guy actually felt like playing football that week.
That's my point, Paul. If you're going to throw away a pick, why
just
not
throw it away?
Mike Hart? You know, he's a good guy. He'll be a good guy in the locker room. He can play special teams. He said he would. There you go.
Can never have too many hearts.
Salt in Orlando, I was looking at Tom's second-day guys. A lot got it selected early in the 3rd round, but some remain. Where does Tom think the remaining guys like Jameel McClain, Curtis Gatewood, Jonathan Goff, and Ali Highsmith will get selected?
I think you're looking in the 6th, 7th round area.
Well, I guess you better.
I bet that's
unless
where,
they go in the next eight picks.
I was just gonna say, guys like McClain were supposed to go there. I'm surprised that Highsmith is still a. I thought he was gonna be one of those third round guys.
Yeah, Tom's, like Tom's right about that.
We're supposed to be the 75th guy called after priority free agency started, and they were drafted.
I'll tell you right now, next year when we go to the combine, we're just partying it up. I'm gonna make stuff up. I'm gonna throw it on the web, and we're gonna go home. That's
there goes my guy Kellen Davis to Chicago.
That's a good pick.
Well, not necessarily for Chicago.
Why?
Didn't they draft the guy out of Miami in the first round last year? Well, Olsen?
Good. Two tight ends, Paul. Plus, that was a bad pick. Olsen stinks.
Really?
I don't like him.
I thought he had a decent year.
He did, but I don't like him.
Oh, okay. Well, far be it from me to actually pay attention to what he did. I'll just go off of your personal test from the combine.
I'm always right in the end, Paul.
Okay.
Remember Johnny Damon? When was the last you heard of him?
You were right. 7 years before he lost it, you said he was going to lose it.
Interesting how the NFL.com's draft tracker has Matt Slater listed as height 0.0, zero weight.
Well, here on Plutarski from Animal House
on the draft tracker on ESPN, the Draft Center, they have the links to all the names, and you can click on them, and you can kind of find out a little something about the bio and whatnot. You click on Matt Slater, and you get nothing.
Nothing.
Wow.
He only played two seasons of high school.
I shouldn't say that. It actually says file not found.
Scott Michaels from Des Moines, Iowa says Slater apparently had 25 tackles and almost 1,000 kick return yards.
25 tackles when?
Real tomato ketchup?
Nothing but the best.
Oh, over his career?
But even in
see, I knew you would get that.
He had 9 tackles last year.
Okay, I don't know.
He does run a 4.44 40.
It's a lot of foes.
Do 225 11 times.
That Red Sox team can't score.
No.
But they
like the Bruins.
They need a Jackie Slater type.
Let's see.
They did go like 8 games in a row scoring more than 5 runs until the other night.
In 07, he didn't participate in most of the spring drills because he was rehabbing a left shoulder surgery. He figured that year to add depth to the secondary, and he will compete at free safety this season after serving as a backup cornerback and special teams performer in 06.
Yeah, that's if he feels like playing this year.
Bottom line is the highlight of his bio is father is former L.A. Ram and NFL Hall of Famer Jackie Slater.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to take this one for the paper. I got to find out more about this guy or I won't be able to sleep at night.
Yeah, I mean, I'm willing to give the Patriots the benefit of the doubt because I think they've certainly demonstrated the ability to put together a team. But this one makes no sense, Fred.
Ethan's wondering if Eric knocked the big board over and now they're just picking names up off the floor.
It's good. It's good.
And Ethan also says, wow, maybe Walsh does have something and Bill is setting up the new guy.
Aw, Dom Capers.
He just thinks that they're mailing it in.
It has that feel.
Well, I think that pick was mailed in, but I think the draft was fine.
But
mailing
Thompson,
it in usually doesn't involve trading up.
Yeah, I mean, they had actually had to work for this guy.
I don't
to dial a phone, talk to another team.
I don't get that pick at all.
Did this Caleb Campbell guy get drafted yet?
No.
No. He's a pretty good player, too. I liked him.
Trey Williams.
So right now, he's sweating it out because he's going to war if he doesn't get drafted, right?
Well, he has to go anyway. Doesn't he have
no.
the... Oh, he doesn't?
No, but
I didn't see
they're
the thing
using him
had.
As a... like, his service
precedent
will be
setting
in the league
oh,
by
so
like, promoting...
As long as he gets drafted, or does he have to make a team?
I don't know, but he definitely if he makes a team, I'm guessing he has to make it, but... If he doesn't get drafted, his chances of making a team aren't as good. And dude goes to war.
All right. So it was Will Height and then this guy, right? So they have Strippers wants to know, what position do you think that they'll draft next?
I don't know.
Backup
I'm out.
PAT holder, I'm going with.
Maybe they'll take that Bug guy, the long snapper from Indiana.
Now I got him for the paper if they take Dave Bug.
I think
they have a glaring need for that spot on the punt team. The guy up front, is it Larry Izzo that does it? They have a glaring need at that. What do they call that guy, Andy, on the punt team?
Personal protector?
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? The guy that's kind of like...
personal protector.
Calls out everything.
Well, the funny thing
they have
thing
a glaring
is,
need for a backup.
Sometimes the funny thing is...
They have a backup to Izzo on that.
Like
I think
you
they
said,
need
Paul,
that.
They have good kick coverage. It's not like this is like the Colts
right.
have terrible kick coverage, and they're drafting this guy specifically to help shore that up. The Patriots have good kick coverage.
And they seem like they've drafted two guys, by the way, in the last two picks that with those kinds of duties in mind.
You said duty.
I did.
That's why I say they're getting ready for Larry Izzo to retire.
Resigned Larry Izzo.
They shouldn't have re-signed him.
Well, you know, you resign him, but I think he's getting up there, right? He gets a little bit more.
He is getting up there, but Fred, you don't necessarily target a replacement
Paul's
for guys like
point
that.
Point was, didn't Larry Izzo play linebacker in college?
Yeah,
and he was a stud and he could. Just like he said about Andrews. Andrews
was a jack of all everything. I mean, he could do everything at Baylor. He was a safety that played corner. He was basically the heart and soul of the defense.
Yeah, reeks of arrogance.
You know what we call guys in college who become special teams players?
Stars.
Dentists. Because they take on another profession.
Andy Hart.
been relegated
really
to special
play
teams
college,
player.
Andy.
He played more than Matt Slater did.
Oh,
that's true. I guarantee I started more games than Matt Slater did. At a lower level.
Well, the draft's getting down to the end when you're comparing prospects to Andy Hart.
Matt Slater's Jackie Slater's son, and he was at UCLA, but still.
You know what? I'm saying he was at UCLA for one reason and one reason only. Jackie Slater's son.
Jackie Slater.
March says he's going to be a bouncer for the cheerleaders.
He weighs 110 pounds. He's built like Eric.
All right. Well, I'm just saying.
Bottom line is, Fred, say it with me. Terrible pick.
I would say at this point I'll have to sleep on it.
Come on, Fred. Just give us one. This is a bad pick.
Well,
because they traded up. I mean,
all right. But maybe we'll find out something later tonight that might make people start thinking. I don't know.
Okay. There's nothing I could find out that would make me
think
any different.
That's the most we'll get out of him, so I'll take it.
Yeah, I mean, right now it's crazy. Paul sends us a video of a link to Matt Slater running a kickback for a touchdown against Arizona State. It's not on YouTube. It's on this website called.
But how many kick returners do you need?
Well,
seriously,
I'm gonna tell you this.
Wheatley was going to be the kick returner.
But I'm going to say this. If this guy turns out to be a great special teams player and has a 10-year career and goes to 5 Pro Bowls, this was a bad pick.
Well,
you didn't need
that.
To trade up in the 5th round for a guy who wasn't going to get drafted. If you thought that much of him, just sign him as a priority free agent, and you could get the same thing out of him. That's the thing is, he was not on anyone's radar.
Unless he was, and they found out him. Well, then why trade up?
That's why I'm criticizing Fred. I have no idea why you would trade up.
I'll have to sleep on.
It's not a terrible play. Look, they didn't give up anything for him. They, you know, the 6th and 7th round picks. It's not like they sold the farm for this
guy. Tom Brady and David Givens.
I just thought it was
up, Paul.
I just thought it was curious. That's all.
Would you have traded Tom Brady and David Givens for Matt Slater?
Josh Johnson.
The guy you hate.
Oh,
Andy.
He stinks.
I told you that Tampa Bay doesn't know what they're
doing. They just collect.
Tampa can't have too many quarterbacks.
Bad quarterbacks. They just collect them. Give me as many bad. We'll take. What is the Statue of Liberty? We'll take all your wayward sons.
Terrible.
Huddled masses.
Unwashed.
Yeah, exactly.
I missed that day.
Huddled masses. He stinks. He lacks the one thing that you need to play quarterback, the ability to throw the football. He needs like a mini nerf to actually be able to throw a spiral.
Ethan says maybe Bill wants to get Jackie Slater's autograph. You draft the kid.
Now, Fred, will you be mad if Jackie Slater shows up at training camp or something?
No, because he's not on TV.
He didn't like Joe Klecko either.
Well, if Matt Slater had been invited to the TV procession, he might have been. Of course, if Matt Slater had been projected as a draft pick.
I was going to say, now there's a guy who's out golfing right now.
All right, well.
Right now he's speeding home right now.
He's filling out his resume.
He cut his round short in the 14th round. He got what?
Sort of an odd note to end this 6-hour extravaganza on, but those are the picks so far for the Patriots. Jerod Mayo, Terrence Wheatley, Sean Crable, Kevin O'Connell, the Will Height cornerback, and Matt Slater, the wide receiver.
Is he related to Gerald Will Height? Maybe that's what we were doing.
I don't know. But anyway, we're going to find out more about this. And, of course, there will be updates at Patriots.com all week, blogs all week, PFW coming out May 7th, and Bill Belichick live tonight on Patriots.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.